by Davis down the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the five, out of bounds at the three. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman.
It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com.
Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play, and I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback, because he's got a look, and he can see where the opening is.
Gold rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Gold finds Hudson in the end zone for six more.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming.
Here's Giozzi rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5 yard line. Touchdown! He'll lead it 20 to nothing. Oh, what a play by Seth Giozzi, the quarterback.
ScoresBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45 and carries a Blue Jay with him to a 46 or 7. He's got the first down.
Wow. I'll tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
Third and four for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Loramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Loramie is in business. Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Minster for the final weekend of the regular season. Minster hosting Anna, both teams 5-4, and it promises to be a very good football game tonight. So much on the line, senior night here at Minster. Both Anna and Minster featuring less than 10 seniors. Each team will return a host of fine underclassmen. Both clubs should be mighty strong in 2017. But the end of 2016 regular season first, a lot of storylines tonight. One of the least significant is the fact that Minster has beaten Anna the last 4 years. The closest game, a 28-21 game in 2014, won by Minster. The Wildcats thumped the Rockets 35-14 at Anna a year ago. Another storyline, Chuck, which is of extreme importance, is the playoff implications of this game here tonight. Anna, with a record of 5-4, is sitting at ninth in this region of Division 5. The Rockets can get in with a victory, and if things fall their way, Anna needs a couple of other results to happen in its favor, plus a North Union loss, enabling then Anna to vault to seventh and nip Brookville. If only one of those other games happens in Anna's favor and North Union loses, then Anna and Brookville, I am told, would mathematically tie for the 8-9 spot. How about that? And it would come down to one of the point levels that would ultimately decide it. Let's hope it's not that super close. But initially, Anna's got to win and then keep its fingers crossed. The chances of the Rockets getting into the postseason and playing next week are really only 50-50 if the Rockets do come out on top tonight.
Well, and that's going to be a big if, because Minster's probably playing their best football of the year right now.
Yep.
We saw them play Lehman, who we thought at that point was really playing well, and Minster just ran them off the field. The second game of the season, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for Anna, when we've seen them twice, they've lost both games. They lost to Marion Local. No shame in that. And they lost to Versailles, who's having a pretty good season, too. But we have not seen the Rockets at their best. And I think we maybe have seen Minster at their best.
Oh, we have. And in speaking of Minster and Lehman in that Game 2 contest back the first week of September, those two clubs could collide again next week in Week 11.
because if Minster wins tonight, most scenarios would then have Lehman in the sixth spot and traveling to the number three team. That's where Minster is right now. The Wildcats would hang on solidly to number three with a victory over Anna tonight, and we would be here next Saturday evening. Kickoff at 7 on the web at 6:35 on scoresbroadcast.com for Lehman at Minster.
Well, and if you go back to the Minster-Fort Laramie game, Fort Laramie kicks an extra point
yep.
at the end of that game, and we're probably at Fort Laramie right now doing Laramie mm-hmm. and Lima Perry
yep.
because that game would have more significance than this one. But you were looking at a team out here to our left warming up that beat Coldwater, and that's enough to tell you how good they can be.
Yeah, and in addition, turnovers cost Anna the game against St. Henry. The Redskins beat the Rockets in OT at Anna 24-17. Anna turned it over enough to enable St. Henry to get back into that game. Rockets lost it. Anna would be at 6-3 with a win right that particular evening, and Anna would more than likely be in the playoffs, win or lose tonight.
Well, you look back, I mean, and every coach and every player does it. You look back on the season, and there's a whole lot of what-ifs. If you get into the playoffs, the what-ifs don't hurt so bad.
Right.
If the what-ifs cost you, they're hard to get over.
The other storyline tonight, which is very interesting, is the fact that these two head coaches played at Urbana High School, coached at Urbana together. Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, is 4 years older than the head coach of the Anna Rockets, and these two young men have learned from each other. They've instructed each other. Nick Marino at Anna was a senior at Urbana when Garen Stokes, the now head coach at Minster, was coaching Urbana. Then the two were on the staff together at Urbana. Nick has been at Anna 2 years. Garen's been here at Minster 4. They both came from Hill Climber Country where they coached together. So, but both coaches have blacked that out tonight. It's all about their team. Yeah,
right.
It's feel good because Nick is playing against Garen. Garen's playing against Nick, but that's secondary. Yeah, they've talked about it a little bit during the week.
But sure. And they'll talk afterwards.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, during the game, it doesn't matter who's across the field from you.
Exactly. So a lot of storylines. Very important game tonight. We'll do our best to keep track of other scores going on in the region. The Fort Laramie Redskins round out the campaign tonight at home against Lima Perry, trying to finish up at 5-5. And, of course, Troy and Piqua have got a huge contest. That's the annual Miami County struggle going on. What a rivalry there. Troy, a favorite. Piqua needs to win and get some help to get in. No, I think a win over
if
Troy.
If they win, they'll get in. If they lose, then they need help. And there's more help than I think they're going to be able to get.
Right, right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com for this game between Minster and Anna. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star and Troy Body Car Star at 175 North Stolly in Sydney and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go just one night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, hey, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, Sydney Car Care.
These three Rushi game sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both joining us last March during the high school basketball season. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both of Rushi. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. We were talking about the computer rankings just a moment ago, Chuck. In Division 5, Region 20, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy is number 1, Coldwater 2, Carlisle 3, Milton Union 4, Cincinnati Aiken 5, Jamestown Greenview 6, Brookville 7, Richwood North Union 8th, and a 9th. As I mentioned several minutes ago, Anna needs a couple things to happen, plus a North Union loss and a win by Anna, of course, here tonight, to vault to maybe as high as 7. If only one of those other results happen in Anna's favor and North Union gets beat, plus Anna wins, the best Anna could do would be a tie with Brookville for that 8-9 spot. Brookville facing an uphill battle tonight, a loss more than likely against Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin's the number one team in their, I think, Division 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's going to be a tough one for them. But it makes no sense to me that if they end up tied and Anna beat Brookville, why they would not be the team that they hardly ever call me and ask my opinion on that stuff.
And maybe the NCAA playoff committee will decide that one. I don't know. We'll have comments from both coaches coming up in just a few minutes, about 10 minutes of conversation with Nick Marino, the men are at Anna, and Garen Stokes, the men are at Minster. Both clubs 5-4 coming in. Minster's had 3 seasons, so to speak, in a 9-game span, Chuck. Winners of 2, losers of 4 in a row, and then victories over Coldwater, huge upset, 33-18. New Bremen 40-23, and last week beat Versailles by a score of 15-12. Meanwhile, Anna up and down. It seems like we brought the Rockets bad luck this year, as you alluded. A couple of wins in 9 league games to start the season, and those were critical, enabling Anna to be on the cusp of the playoffs right now. Victories over Arlington and Brookville to start the campaign. A hard luck loss at home to Versailles, 20-12. Victories over New Bremen and Delta St. John's, 35-12 and 42-21. Rockets have lost 3 of the last 4 against good clubs. Marion Local, St. Henry, and Coldwater sandwiched among those 4, a win against Parkway. The MAC this year, a little more parity perhaps than ever before. Again, you don't dare compare common opponents. Anna beats Delta St. John's. Delta St. John's beats Versailles. Versailles beat Anna.
Oh, yeah. Delta St. John's had a nice season going, and I was really surprised by how badly they beat Delta St. John's, and that was up there on a Saturday night.
Yep. Players to keep your eyes on here tonight. Ensley for Anna, outstanding runner, 110 yards a game on the ground. Hulsman, the quarterback for Minster, 99 yards a game on the ground. You don't dare let either one of those young men get to the outside on you once they get across the line of scrimmage.
Well, and then Bryce Smeezing, my Clancy's player of the game already, because that's how good he is. He is just so much fun to watch.
Now, you mentioned Bryce Smeezing. Perhaps his counterpart for Anna is Reed Leininger, and maybe those two young men will decide the outcome of this game here tonight. It should be a fine contest, evenly matched teams, Anna Minster. Both coaches coming up next. Our pregame sponsor, The In-Between, located south of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274. The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from...
This led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Hello again, everybody. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster. It's week 10 of high school football on scorersbroadcast.com as we complete our 10th year of high school football action here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And coming up in several weeks, we'll kick off high school basketball. It'll be year number 11 for high school hoops action here on scorersbroadcast.com. The two head coaches tonight, Nick Marino of Anna, Garen Stokes of Minster, have known each other for quite some time. Both played at Urbana High School, and they both coached at Urbana High School for the Hill Climbers. And Coach Marino of Anna noted this week that he has really enjoyed his relationship learning from Garen Stokes at Minster.
It's been a lot of fun. I learned a lot from him. I mean, working together at Urbana, and it was a good time learning from him and all the experiences we had together, all the things we went through. So,
and of course, in coaching this game tonight, you block out the fact that he's on the other side of the field. It's Anna versus Minster this evening, and so much at stake for both teams, including the Anna Rockets. There's a good chance. Not a super high percentage chance, but about a 50-50 chance. If you win, you do make the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, this game's all about the kids tonight, and yeah, the kids coming out and playing well. It's our kids against their kids, so we're going to have a heck of a lot of fun tonight, and hopefully it turns out the right way.
In your big wins over the course of this season, Brookville, for example, Delta St. John's, mm-hmm. What went right for your club? How did you execute so well to win those games?
I thought we got off to great starts in those games. We executed well in the run game, threw the ball just well enough in those games to really open it up. So those were the big things we're looking for tonight. And we also played good special teams in those games. All the things you want to do every night, but we took care of them at a really, really good level in those games.
I know in a couple games we've covered here on Scores Broadcast, you played pretty well defensively, but turned the ball over early, got in a hole, mm-hmm. and that's something you need to avoid in this game against Minster this evening.
Absolutely. We got to make sure we take care of the football. It's always that way. It's one of the biggest indicators of whether you're going to win a game or not. And obviously, getting off to a good start's a key for us.
Travis Meyer missed a game, knee injury, hobbled a couple, back to 100%.
Yeah, he's looking great right now. So he's had a good week of practice. So he'll be just fine tonight.
I know you want to get the football in the hands of Aiden Ensley as much as you can. He's had a dynamite season.
Yeah, he's ran the ball really well, and that's a big testament to the offensive line has really opened up some holes for him. So both those factors tonight, and we're hoping to do that again.
Highlight the play of Ethan Bird. He's been superb.
Yeah, he's our leading tackler. He's he's the guy right in the middle, our Mike linebacker, so he makes a lot of plays. He's got good football instincts, flies to the ball. He's one of our leaders on defense, along with Colin Webker's another kid, senior. We need him to step up tonight and have a real big ball game. He's a heck of an athlete at free safety.
Yeah, I was going to mention Colin. Travis needs to get the ball to him on the outside.
Yes, we want to get the ball to him on the outside tonight, so we'll be looking to put it in the air a little bit and let him go up and get it.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, before tonight's game between Anna and Minster. You've seen Minster on videotape. Minster's seen Anna on videotape. What do you glean from the Wildcats, who've won three straight now and are in the playoff picture for sure in D7?
They run the ball well. They're going to run a whole bunch of different formations tonight. They're going to try to make sure you align them correctly to it. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a challenge for our kids to stay focused the entire ball game, get aligned correctly. And they like to run power. They're going to run power off tackle consistently throughout the ball game. So we got to be able to set the edge with our outside linebackers, and everybody else has to flow to the football. And we got to hit tonight. So.
Yeah, given the graduation of Josh Nixon at Minster a year ago, nobody figured that Minster's quarterback here in 2016 would be toting the football up and down the field for so many yards. But Hillsman at the QB spot runs it like a tailback often, doesn't
he? Yeah, they went to a running quarterback system. So yeah. It's been very good for him. They found some ways to get the ball in his hands and do some split flow plays where you got to defend two different guys on the same play. So that makes it a little more difficult for you.
Talk about the versatility of your team. I know it's a club that's begun to pass the ball a little bit more over the course of the year, and you may need that forward pass in this game tonight. Good mix of run pass.
Yeah, we want to be pretty balanced tonight. We want to run it and throw it. So I think we have some things we like in the pass game tonight, and I think the quarterbacks look good this week in practice. So we'll put it in the air a little bit, and we're still going to hang our hat on running the football, though.
Again, you're worried about the Minster opponent this evening. Other games in the region you'll keep your eye out for, and you need some things to fall your way. How about an upset win by Delphi St. John's over Coldwater? That would help you, wouldn't it?
We'd like to see that, but we're not watching any of that tonight. We're taking care of the football game. So,
Anna Rockets head coach Nick Marino. The mentor for the Minster Wildcats is Garen Stokes, and he, too, highlighted the relationship he's had with the Anna coach over the years.
Coach Nick, his senior year at Urbana, and then he came and joined our staff as a really young guy, became our defensive coordinator, and we were both clueless, and we had to grind together to figure out how to win games and how to run a football program. And you spend so much time with a guy like that, and you want them to have success just as much as you do. And this is really cool. It's really cool. It's not about me or him tonight. It's about our kids and our programs, but it is a cool side piece that I enjoy watching him have success and him learning and growing. And I think he feels the same way about me. And just really cool to prepare for each other when we know everything about each other. So it's a good deal.
Talk about winning football games. You win this one, and you have a home field in the postseason playoffs. You host for sure. You lose, and you can still host, but you've got to get some help for that to happen, and you don't want to depend on that.
Yeah, our mission all year has just been to get better.
Yeah.
Just get better, and it hasn't changed this week at all. We got to have a great Thursday night practice, great Friday night practice, or a great Friday night performance, and just big for us to go out and get better. We're in. We've clinched the playoff spot. So whether we travel or host, doesn't matter, of course, because we want to be playing our best football by the end of the year. And we feel like if we do that against the Anna, we'll host a playoff game. So that'll be big for our seniors because they weren't supposed to do this. Our seniors, everybody told us how bad we were going to be, and our seniors didn't like that. They've kind of taken ownership of our football team, so it'd be really cool for them.
On the heels of that comment, what word or words or description would best describe the performance of your team this year? For sure, extremely resilient.
For sure. And that's the coolest trait you can ever label on a kid or a group of kids. And we were 2-4 going into cold water, and a lot of teams go 2-5 that night and just fold and just say that's who we are. But the level of investment, the time and the effort that these kids have put in to all the workouts and developing as a group doesn't allow them to do that. They don't do that. And they fought their face off against Coldwater, and have started to play some decent football towards the end of the year, and that's the mission. Like, and that's what happens when you just pour your heart and soul into something. Like, it's not easy to surrender, and that's the way our guys have been. It's really cool just watching our eight seniors grow and develop.
Last week against Versailles, you win by 3, 15-12, hard-fought victory. Versailles gets a score to go up 12-7, and you answer. And that's the way you've played the last few weeks, responding to the other team's score.
Yeah, that's who our seniors are. Like, that's who our players are. That's what they want to be known as, not as football players, but as, like, great character people and high-character people. And they know high-character people, like, will always fight. Like, there's no quit. There's no doubt. There's no hesitancy. Like, it's we're going to go compete, and we're going to play, try to answer, and never be phased. And our kids take big-time pride in that. It's awesome to see them grow, because that we haven't always been like that. So really cool to see.
Yeah, Minster head coach Garen Stokes, before tonight's game, Minster Anna, you mentioned those eight seniors. Highlight some of them, their outstanding performances. And you've got two sophomore linebackers who are really feeling comfortable at those positions.
Yeah, our seniors have just been phenomenal. They're a group that are really introverted and have been led by the classes ahead of them. And now this year they're forced to lead, and they've just had to grow and change so much because it's not natural for them. And they have owned that part of our team big time. And they are the reason we're having a little bit of success right now. And, really cool to see. Isaac Dorston's just been incredible. Just all eight of them. Alex Oldegas, the growth and change that they've all made has been really cool, just for like the human spirit, I guess. Our sophomore linebackers have done a great job too, but that's because they've been forced to grow and develop because of these seniors, the culture they set and the attitude and demand that they set out to practice every single day. So I can't say it enough. I keep repeating myself, but it's really, really, really special to see a group of kids change and grow like this.
Both head coaches commenting in the pregame about their seniors. These two teams with just 16 seniors on the field here tonight. They are key cogs for each club, and you'll hear about them throughout the evening. Opening kickoff to start the game by Anna, fielded at the 15-yard line by Schmiesing of Minster. He zips right back up the middle between the hash marks for 20 from the 15 to the 35, tackled right there, and Minster starts first down, 10 yards to go. A little bit of wind at Minster's back here to start the game. Not much. It's traveling from the northeast. Wildcats open up at the 34, attired in black with white numerals outlined in orange, black helmets. Anna in the road, white, green numbers, white headgear with green piping right down the middle. Two tight end set for Minster. That's been the change in the offense for the Wildcats since the opening few weeks. Snap back to Jared Hilsman, who fakes to Schmiesing. Hilsman keeps. He read the defense and slid ahead for two or three. His knee went down across the 35 at the 37. Pretty good defense by Anna against Hilsman on the game's first play, Chuck.
Yeah, well, they did a good job of taking Schmiesing away from the pitch that time.
Yep.
And Hilsman did a good job of getting three out of that because he was hit at the line of scrimmage.
Anthony Bainline plays at fullback. Jonathan Niemeyer is a name you'll hear tonight. He's an outstanding wide receiver for the Minster Wildcats. He's flanked 12 yards to the left. Here's a snap back to Hilsman. It's wide of him. He reaches up to spear it, then he runs. He stays on his feet, pushing forward to the 40, and he grinds out two or three more yards. He's three shy of a first down at the 43. Third and one now for the Minster Wildcats. Offensive line for Minster
created some movement, not initially, but second and third effort was very fruitful. Isaac Dorson, offensive guard, along with Dawson Holdegee, 6'3", 6 foot respectively. Possession play, third and one. Anna with nine defenders in the box. High snap to Hillsman, and he fakes to Schmiesing in the offensive backfield. He belatedly keeps. He slowed 2 yards behind the line and downed. Lost a half yard, Chuck.
Yeah, great job that time. Got good penetration that time. Trey Cates did an outstanding job of taking that, because Schmiesing, they took him away again. That the sweep was not going to be there. Early, at least.
Tell you what, you can tell Anna's gone to school on the videotape. Rockets defending Minster nicely on the Wildcats' first three plays, only 8.5 yards generated. In punt formation, Schmiesing for Minster. Wow. High kick. Oh, is it lofty? It comes down at the 23. Fair catch by Ensley of Anna right there.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of times hang time is more important than distance.
Isn't that the truth? Aiden Ensley snagged it for the Rockets, who begin at the 25. It's funny how things twist and turn in terms of personnel and assignments over the course of the year in a high school football season. Of course, Ensley, an outstanding athlete, now does the punting and place kicking for Anna. Isaac Schmiesing, a skilled athlete, plays both ways for Minster, not Bryce, but Isaac, he now does the place kicking for Minster. He did not do that at the start of the year either. Anna running outside right guard. First play from scrimmage for the Rockets produces about 5 or 6 to the 27-yard line. A knee touchdown at the 26, gain of only 4. Second down and 6 for Anna. Ensley on a short advance. 2.5 minutes gone. Opening quarter. No score. First possession for the Rockets. Snap back to Travis Meyer. Quick out in the flat. Diving catch at the 34 by the receiver, Reed Leininger. He hauls it in, and it's just enough for a first down. First and 10 Rockets. A yard to spare. Good, safe forward pass by Anna. Coach Marino alluding to the fact his team may pitch it just a little more often tonight.
Well, that throw was only where it could be caught by the receiver. That was a nice offensive play to get the first down.
Well executed. First and 10 Rockets from their own 34. Travis Meyer injured his knee several weeks ago, missed a game, then was hobbled for two. Here is a sweep around the left side. It's Caleb Kaufman, who was in the slot on the right. He came back behind Meyer, and Kaufman is thrown down for a loss way back at the 25. A setback on the play, Chuck, of nearly 10, believe it or not.
Yeah, he was back there waiting for that play. That fooled nobody.
Good penetration by Minster. That was Alex Oldegee's in there on the stop. Nicely done by him. 19 needed for a first down for Anna. Second down play, and it's a draw. Meyer gives to Ensley, and he shows some spark to the line of scrimmage. He angles to the left, beyond the linebackers, nailed at about the 32 or 33. He got back 8, setting up a third and close to a dozen. Nearly 4 minutes gone, opening quarter, no score. Anna got one first down. Minster did not get a first down on its opening series. Rockets shy of their own 35. Receivers left and right. Travis Meyer, the junior signal caller for Anna, rolls right. Oh, here comes defensive lineman for Minster. They put the pressure on. The ball is tossed hurriedly. Incomplete. A flag flies. No doubt offensive holding on Anna.
You would assume they're going to decline that, because that'll make it 4th and 12.
Right. At Minster, expected forward pass on 3rd and long. The floodgates opened, and Travis Meyer didn't have a chance. He had to deal that ball off very quickly.
They had to hold that time, or they would have gotten their quarterback killed.
7:46 left in the first. Ensley back to punt for Anna at his own 21. Schmiesing at the Minster 30. Let's see if Ensley can kick it away from him. It's very high. Fair catch, Schmiesing at the 31. So fair catches on punts here in the opening quarter by Ensley of Anna, Schmiesing of Minster. Team swap field position. Minster begins 1st and 10 officially at its own 32.
That was two outstanding punts, one each way to start the game.
You don't want to. You don't want your game to be hinged on good punting, but that it put them back, so they lost no ground after Smeezing's great punt for Minster.
And as I noted a few minutes ago, Ensley punting to Schmeezing, Schmeezing punting to Ensley. And each young man booted the ball extremely high, preventing the return. Fair catches, both clubs, first and 10, Minster at the Wildcats 32. Snap back to Hillsman. He wants to throw in the left flat. Finds a receiver up over the 35. Caught at the 36. Short run after catch. Nicely done by Jonathan Niemeyer. 6'3", 185, a senior. It goes for a plus 7.5. Second down, less than 3 for the Wildcats at their own 40. Dorston and Oldegies at the guards for the Minster Wildcats. Nathan Schwederman, 6'1", 160, a senior, also lines up some at the guard spot. Seth Harmeyer at center. Oh, here's a nicely negotiated screen pass in the right flat. Holzman hits a man. It is caught by Schmeezing behind the line of scrimmage, and then he scoots all the way to the 45, near the 50. He's got the first down, the initial first down of the game for the Wildcats.
Well, Anna actually defensed that very well, but Schmeezing is so quick that he got past the defender before he had a chance to break down and make the tackle.
Yeah, he did. He split a couple very quickly. Anna couldn't react quite soon enough. First and 10, Minster at the Wildcats 49. Snap back to Hillsman. He gives to Schmeezing, takes it away from Schmeezing's stomach, and then Hillsman barges up the middle, bursting for 4, over to the Anna 48-yard line. Bird in there on the tackle for Anna. Ethan, the leading tackler on the year for the Rockets. Nearly half the first quarter gone, and that run right there marks the first time one team has penetrated the other's half the field. Second and 7 for Minster at the 48 of Anna. No score. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Slot right. Receivers wide left and right for Hillsman. Anna with 8 in the box. And here is the handoff on the play. Left guard. Good tackle by Anna. Spilling the ball carrier. Schmeezing at the 46. He was dumped. Minimal gain. Setting up third and every bit of 5 to go for Minster. At the Anna 46, probably a passing down, Chuck.
I think they're going to have to throw it, but they got some people that can run the ball. So we'll see. It's an empty backfield. The last time they had this set, they threw the ball to Smeezing out on the other side.
You're right. No backs alongside Hillsman. 3 receivers to the left. They're staggered. Hillsman looks left, flips to Schmeezing, 4 yards behind the line. He gets a block, sheds a tackler, and he sprints to the 40, inside it to the Anna 36 or 7. He's got the first down. That play worked successfully a few plays ago for a first down, and it does again.
Well, they run it. They ran it right, they ran it left.
5:14 left in the first quarter, no score. Minster with a march underway. First down at the Anna 36. Flanked way out to the right for Minster is Alex Lemkuhl. Schmeezing alongside Hillsman in the offensive backfield for Minster. 2 tight end set. Here's the give to Schmeezing. He cracks between right guard and tackle and powers down inside the 35 to the 33. 2 or 3 Rockets stand him up. Noah Reok and Luke Cantrell, linebackers, sandwich the ball carrier. 2.5-yard gain, second down, and a little more than 7 to go for Minster at the 34 of Anna. 4:20 left to go in the first quarter, no score. Briskly played opening period. 3 receivers staggered to the right. Empty backfield again for Hillsman on second and long. Anna showing blitz pressure. Here is the quarterback, Hillsman, deals in the right flat to Schmeezing. Here's that play for the third time tonight. It's a charm again. It works well as Schmeezing caught it, danced beyond the far hash mark inside the 30, 25, tripped up from behind at the 20-yard line. Anna with no answer for that flat pass behind the line to Schmeezing.
Well, that time the 2 defenders tried to squeeze him because he had been going up the middle, and he took a step and went around him. He is just so quick. You know, I was kidding about the Clancy's giving it to him already, but I could be that kid's agent because I'm telling you, he is a football player.
3:49 left opening quarter. Minster driving, 20-yard line of Anna, first down.
Snap to Hillsman. Now he retreats to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Whips a bullet on the numbers near sideline. No good. Wide of the mark. It was intended downfield for Niemeyer. And he is a gifted receiver, very dangerous. He had a fine contest in the game against Lehman that we covered week two of the year. Tight ends, August Bainline and Cody Frericks for Minster. Second and 10. Those are the football just outside the Anna 20. One receiver split very wide left. That's Niemeyer. Alongside Hillsman is Schmiesing in the offensive backfield. Here is the give to Schmiesing. It's a sweep around the left end. There's a penalty marker thrown in Minster's offensive backfield. Schmiesing gets the corner turn, plows down inside the 13, 12-yard line. He garners 8, but it's going to be wiped out.
Yeah, that flag came out quickly.
So it will be second down all over again for the Minster Wildcats. Foul marked off from the spot of it, 3 yards behind the line. And more like 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So the ball is now placed down at the Anna 34. Second down for Minster, which needs to
get about to the 10.
Yeah. Second down, 24 to go for Minster. Three receivers staggered to the right. Empty backfield for Hillsman. Slot left. Hillsman doesn't look for a receiver, and it's a quarterback run right up the gut. He chews up 5 to the 29 of Anna. Minster tried to spread the field, get Anna's defenders to go to the wide side, hoping that maybe Hillsman might have the numbers advantage on the near side, but Anna slowed down the play very well.
Yeah, the linebacker stayed home that time. I'm waiting for Minster to fake that throw out to the wide and let Smeezing go up the field.
Good tackle by Trey Cates on the last play for Anna. 2:40 to go, first quarter.
Restart the 25-second.
25-second play clock needs to unwind. There it goes. Scoreboard reads second and 19. Is that correct?
It's third down.
Exactly. Third and 19 for Minster. 29-yard line of Anna. And the officials come racing in to the offensive backfield of Minster to signal that Anna wants a timeout. 2:32 to go, opening quarter. No score. Third and long for Minster and Anna's end of the field on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Minster Wildcats have a third and 19. Here is Hillsman back to pass. It is 35. A long lob down inside the 10-yard line. It is on the boundary. It's on the back shoulder of the receiver who makes a juggling catch in the field of play. And it's ruled good in the area of the 4-yard line of Anna.
That was a heck of a throw and one heck of a catch, because that play was very well defended.
It sure was. Niemeyer, I think, was the young man on the receiving end.
Yes, and I'll tell you, that was all hands, because the ball was behind him a little bit to the back shoulder where he had to throw it.
Well,
great catch.
Uh-huh. We gave accolades to Niemeyer a few plays ago, and then he comes up big. That was third and nearly 20, and Minster converts. Goal-to-go situation now at the 4 of Anna. Snap back to Hillsman. He tries left guard, picks his way, puts his helmet down, and burrows forward, and he's got it, a touchdown. Jared Hillsman, 4-yard bolt for Minster, which leads it 6-0.
And it took a nearly spectacular throw and catch, Hillsman to Niemeyer, to set that up. We'll make a note of that, Chuck. That was an enormous third and 19 play from the 29-yard line of Anna. Minster pulled it out of the fire. Here's the extra point try by the Wildcats. It's placed down. It's kicked. It is toward the left upright. It's hooking to the left by Isaac Schmiesing, and he missed it. No good. Isaac Schmiesing comes up empty on the PAT try, and boy, that's been problematic for a number of programs in the Upper Miami Valley this year. 6-0 Minster over Anna. 2:20 left first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from LA, California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Ensuing kickoff by Minster down to the 20-yard line of Anna, and then return by the Rockets out near the 30. That's where Anna puts it in play. First down, 10 yards to go, with Minster leading 6-0. Just over 2 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Minster's second drive was a productive one, Chuck, as the Wildcats got their offense in gear. Here's a forward pass by Travis Meyer. It is a looping pass all the way across the field to the sideline, and it's snared on the play by Reed Leininger at the 33-yard line, and he lurches forward across the 35 to the 36. The play gains three. Strong arm displayed right there by Meyer.
Yeah, that was halfway across the field that time, and he was so wide open that the ball, but he's got a big strong arm, that's for sure.
Here's Meyer, fakes one handoff, gives to the second man through, who lunges to the 37, might have gained one, that's it. It was a third and 3.5 situation. Now, after the half-yard gain, it's third and 3 at the 36.5 of Anna. A minute 23 to go, first quarter. Minster 6, Anna nothing. Rockets delaying momentarily in the offensive backfield as the play is signaled in for Travis Meyer and company. Offensive center Isaac Dodds. The guards, Ethan Bird and Seth Stiffel, they try to provide protection for Meyer, who throws it up the left side of the field, outside the hash mark. The receiver coming back for Anna tries to make a diving catch and cannot get his hands under it at the 45-yard line. No good is waived by the referee. Anna agrees. Ball a bit underthrown, and the Rockets, after getting a good gainer on first down of close to 7, have to punt the football away.
Troy jumped out to a 10-0 lead at the end of one. Pickwood just scored on the first play of the second quarter. 10-7 Trojans starting the second quarter.
Superb Miami County battle underway. Great kick by Inslee of Anna to the 26-yard line of Minster, where Schmiesing catches, tries to reverse his field, can't do it. The Rockets are all over him and smother him at the 30-yard line.
When your punt team and your kickoff team and you got Schmiesing at one end, you better stay in your lanes.
And Anna has done that very well so far. In fact, the punt games have excelled for both teams to this point. 48 seconds left in the first quarter. Anna got a first down on each possession in this game. Rockets with two first downs total. Boy, Minster reeled off a series on its touchdown drive. And the Wildcats get the ball back again at their own 30. Schmiesing alongside Hillsman in the offensive backfield for Minster. Snap to Jared. Faking to Schmiesing. Then it's an out and go down the near sideline for Niemeyer.
And Hillsman throws it toward the middle of the field. Niemeyer's on the boundary. It's incomplete.
A little bit of contact that time, but I don't think it should have been called.
I would agree with you, Chuck. And there is going to be some contact, receiver, defender. Is an advantage gained by one or the other? That's the key.
And that they were trying to throw the ball that time. Is that Bayline?
Yes, Bayline.
Bayline, okay. He was trying to come out of the slot that time, and they did a good job. They kind of held him up. I don't think it should have been called, though.
Empty backfield for Hillsman. He's in the pocket. Here's a pass near sideline for Niemeyer. Uses his right arm to fend off the defender in the area of the 45. He makes a great catch, and then he spilled at the 39. Let's see what's been ruled. It's called against Anna. Little hand jostling going on, receiver, defender. And it could have gone either way. I think the initial contact was provided by Anna. And then Niemeyer stuck the hand back. He got enough separation to make the reception, 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage.
They called it no catch.
Well, it was not hauled in by Niemeyer.
And I think the reason that they called it defensively was because Niemeyer could only get his left hand up. He had his right arm pinned, but he almost made one heck of a one-handed grab.
I thought for an instant he did haul it in.
He lost it when he went to the ground. He did make the catch. It just didn't have it long enough.
But the Wildcats take advantage of the penalty, of course. Here's a snap back to Hillsman. Fakes a pass out to the right to Schmiesing, and then he keeps outside left tackle, and he roams for seven. That play was effective, Chuck, because Schmiesing has caught the ball three times already in that formation. That time Hillsman kept it. It was a run all the way.
Yep. Yeah, they're mixing it up really well, and Anna defensively is kind of back on their heels a little bit.
I would agree. Second down and three for Minster at the Anna 48. Final 10 seconds of the first quarter, 6-0 Minster. Two receivers wide right. Slot left, two tight ends, snap to Hillsman. Short drop, whips a pass along the far hash mark, and it is intercepted by Anna at the 25-yard line. Hillsman led the receiver too far where he thought he might be. Anna dropped back in double coverage, and it looked like Hillsman was buffaloed a little bit as safety and cornerback converged. Webker on the intercept for Anna at the 25, and the Rockets stopped the Wildcats' drive as the first quarter closes out. Minster 6, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster. The Rockets ending the first quarter with the interception of the Hulsman throw. Anna begins first and 10 from its own 25. Here is a fake one way, a give outside right tackle by the quarterback Travis Meyer, and a good running effort by Ensley as he spurts for Anna. Across the 30 to the 32, a plus 7 on the play, second down and 3 for the Rockets.
Well, the Rockets only had 17 total yards in the first quarter. They're kind of lucky it's only 6-0.
Ensley is so capable of getting across the line of scrimmage, making a man miss, and then zipping all the way to the end zone. But before this play can get underway, Chuck, pre-snap foul against the Rockets.
Yeah, that's what you don't need when you have a little trouble sustaining drives. You absolutely don't need to give yourself negative yardage.
Nope, the Rockets were in good shape, second and 3 after the 7-yard gallop by Ensley. But the 5-yard penalty puts them off schedule, second and 8 now. at the 27. Opening minute, second quarter, Minster 6, Anna nothing. Play action, bootleg to the right by the quarterback, Meyer, who throws beyond the far hash mark in the hands of an Anna receiver and out. And then in the rebound, Anna catches up at the 45 to the 46. How about that?
I thought he was the one that was open to begin with. I was surprised he didn't find him out there. And it went through the hands, went right to the guy who was wide open on the sideline.
It went from Webker to Leininger. Anna will take it first and 10 at the Rockets 47. Oh, look at Ensley go right up the gut, spinning, churning. He's at the 45, 43 of Minster as he records an 11-yard gainer on first down. First and 10, Anna at the Minster 43. Offensive line for the Rockets getting it done on that play. Dominic Boland and Abe Wildermuth at the tackles. Seth Stiffel and Ethan Burt at the guards. Isaac Dodds at center. Here's a plunge by Anna right up the middle. Good for a plus five to the 39.
That was a very, very good five-yard run by Ensley because it should have been stopped at the line of scrimmage. That was all him.
Ensley's got a fine combination of speed, balance, and power. Second down, a little more than five to go for Anna. 39 of Minster. Meyer takes the snap, fakes the inside handoff, and he shoots a pass to the far side of the field. It's a bullet caught beyond the first down chain. Inbounds right in front of the Anna bench. Catch made by Austin Haynes. That's a productive play. First and 10, Anna at the Minster 29-yard line. Rockets really mixing it up quite well now, Chuck. Whoa. Here's Meyer faking the inside handoff. Don't know if that was an aborted play or not. He's got to keep it, and he's rolled to the turf back at the 31 or 32. That's a minus three.
Well, I think he was going to hand it off. He bobbled the snap, and he made the best out of it by not turning it over and only losing 1 yard.
Got back to the 30. That's the spot for forward progress. Second down, 11 for Anna at the Minster 30. 6-0, Minster leads. Over 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Play action, Meyer deep drop. There's that throw all the way across the field in front of the Anna bench at the boundary. Yes, it's caught by Leininger inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. Boy, Travis Meyer's arm has really developed.
Boy, that is a really tough throw to make that time, and it's hard for a defender. If you pull up too much, they're going to go right by you.
These two quarterbacks, Hilsman and Meyer, just juniors. They return next year. Here's Meyer, handoff on the play to Ensley. Ensley dragging tacklers with him, and he lurches out ahead to get to the 15. He picked up nearly five, second down, and a little less than six to go for a first down for Anna. Nose of the football inside the Minster 15. Wildcats lead 6-0. Anna threatening. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. And here's a handoff deep in the offensive backfield. Meyer to Leininger. Great penetration by Minster. And they swarm him back at the 19-yard line. That play goes for a negative three or four. Third and 10, Anna. You can bet it's a passing down here. Two receivers wide left. Meyer's got Ensley alongside in the offensive backfield. Quick count. Here's a pass by Meyer. It's a slant run by Reed Leininger over his head at the 8-yard line, incomplete. And Anna now faces fourth down and 10 yards to go. 8:47 left in the second quarter. And let's see if the Anna Rockets send in the field goal team here, Chuck.
Looks like they might have.
Aiden Ensley is the field goal kicker.
That's a 36-yard kick.
Slight wind at Ensley's back. Ball will be placed down at the 25-and-a-half. Lions are down. High snap from center. Ball gets spotted. Kick by Ensley. It's away. Plenty long enough.
Wow.
Oh, by 10 yards, maybe 15 to spare. He's got it right down Main Street. What a kick by Ensley. 35-yard field goal. 8:42 left, second quarter. Rockets are on the board. Minster 6, Anna 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Anna Rockets kick off after the field goal by Ensley that traveled 35 yards. Return to the boot by Schmiesing of Minster. He's back at his 15. Cuts to the middle of the field in between the hash marks. He slips and goes down at the 28. And that's where the Wildcats start. First down and 10 yards to go. 8:38 remaining here in the second quarter. Minster 6, Anna 3. Place kicking so important, Chuck. Obviously, you do the math, that Minster converts the PAT. The Wildcats are up by more than a field goal. Anna got the kick, a long three-pointer by Ensley, which shows that Anna can make that field goal from long range, and that might be a big weapon, especially if the score in this game is kept down.
Well, so far defensively, both teams are doing it. They're giving up some yardage, but they're doing a good job of keeping them off the scoreboard.
Hillsman is the lone man in the offensive backfield for Minster. He takes the snap, looks at Schmiesing in the right flat. He keeps it. He's got no time, and he's smacked down at the 25-yard line. A loss of three on the play. Second and 13 for Minster. 8:20 to go in the second quarter. Minster 6 and a 3. Boy, Rockets defense is sharp tonight. Minster had the one successful drive, second time the Wildcats got the ball. But you can tell these two teams are primed for this game. Each club has studied a lot of videotape. And Anna's defense has gone to school and knows Minster's offense quite well. Anna's made some adjustments. Anna moved the ball pretty well offensively last series after a strong start to this game by Minster's defense. Second down and more like 12 to go for a first down for Minster outside its own 25. Fake on the inside, handoff to Schmiesing. Here's a ball dumped in the left flat as Hillsman pitched it to a receiver. He's got it. He works his way down the left sideline for about 9 or 10, a yard or two short of a first down. Penalty marker dropped a little beyond the line of scrimmage, and it's ruled, I think, holding on Minster, Chuck?
It's offensive holding in the middle of that line that time.
Good pass play by Minster. It went to Niemeyer down the left sideline, and Schmiesing was a decoy in the right flat, but it goes for naught. Penalty against the Wildcats. Flag was thrown a little beyond the line of scrimmage. Minster fans saying, hey, what's this all about? As the officials keep walking and walking and walking. And now one man in striped shirts says it's got to come back this way 8 or 10 yards.
I think that was a 20-yard penalty.
And you are exactly right, Chuck. It was stepped off for that many at first. Now it's placed down right on the 25. So it's second down and 14 yards to go for Minster after everything is sorted out. Two receivers, including Niemeyer, split way out to the left. Austin Foote for Anna in one-on-one coverage against Niemeyer. Hillsman takes the snap and right away barrels to the right. He hits a stone wall at the 29-yard line. He's flattened right there. Small gain of three. Very good hit by the Anna Rockets. Caleb Kaufman put the jolt on Hillsman and limited the advance to a short one, shy of the 30. Third and 9 for Minster. Good stop by Kaufman. Much improved player. He's displaying fine football here for the Rockets. 5 minutes gone, second quarter, 6-0 Minster.
third and nine, Wildcats inside their own 30. Did I say 6-0? I should have said 6-3.
6-3.
Snap to Hillsman, looks right. Finds a receiver over the middle, stretching it at the 42. Niemeyer can't hang on. Pretty good coverage by the Anna Rockets. Wyatt Bensman, as he knew the path Niemeyer would take. Wyatt trying to shake off what appears to be a stinger to his left hand. Good D by Wyatt Bensman, and that causes a fourth down punt from Minster. Fourth and nine, just shy of the Wildcats 40. And Anna's got two deep men back to catch the punt. Inside the 40, the Rockets. Here's the kick. It's away by Isaac Schmiesing, caught on the dead run by Anna at the 42. And the Rockets sprint to the 50. First and 10, Anna. Good field position for the White Shirts with 6:42 to go here in the second quarter. Minster leading 6-3. Minster with a potent drive. Second time the Wildcats got the ball. Converted a big third and 19 from the 29 down to the 4. Pass play from Hillsman to Leininger. Then Hillsman ran it in. Anna rebounding with a concerted drive and a 35-yard field goal by Ensley. Here's Travis Meyer at QB. Gives to Ensley. Look out. He broke a tackle. He's beyond the linebackers. It's a foot race. Ensley to the 20. No one's going to catch him. All the way to the house goes Aiden Ensley. We noted in the last drive by Anna, boy, if Ensley can get a step or two beyond the linebackers, and if the safeties are wide, boy, Ensley can split him in a heartbeat, and he did on that play.
Yeah, boy, he was 5 yards behind the past the line of scrimmage before anybody even came close to him. I don't think anybody put a hand on him.
Well, that was the snappiest 50-yard dash to the end zone I've seen in a while, Chuck.
Yeah, it's Ezekiel Elliott-type run right there.
Righto. 9-3 Anna, or I should say 9-6 Anna. Extra point try by Ensley. And it's a big boot. Boy, he pounds that one through the uprights. And that one goes halfway to the scoreboard beyond the end of the field. And Aiden Ensley's got all 10 points for the Anna Rockets. A touchdown or off, a PAT, and a 35-yard field goal. And Anna leads Minster 10-6, 6:33 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
What a turn of events in this game, Chuck. The Anna Rockets have notched the last 10 points in this contest, spotting Minster a 6-0 lead in the first. Anna's come back strong.
Well, and Minster was driving again, could have taken a 2-score lead through an interception, and from that point on, the Rockets have been playing good football.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a pick that was by Webker of Anna to stop that Minster drive when the Wildcats were in the lead at 6-0. Kickoff by Anna, a short one, down to the 26. Minster returns up over the 35, 36, 37-yard line, and that's where the Wildcats start. Mainline brought it back for Minster. 6:28 remaining here in the second quarter. Anna now leads it 10-6. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses in the area with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, data transfer, upgrades, tutoring, and more. Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. He's prompt. Phone 937-538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Beth Hillsman faked on the inside to Schmiesing on first and 10 from the 37-yard line. Hillsman then kept, tried to sneak around right end. Anna spotted him, covered him up after a short 1 yard advance. Second down and 9, Minster. 38 of the Wildcats, half the second quarter gone, 10-6 Anna leads. Two receivers to the left. Hilsman's got Schmiesing alongside. Schmiesing gets the handoff. He tries to burst around the right side, outside tackle. Chews up 5 yards, maybe seven. He's collared and decked just over the 45 at the 45-and-a-half. Third down and two to go for a first down. Important play coming up here.
Well, I'm not savvy enough to know what Anna's doing, but they're doing something to keep Schmiesing from getting a lot of runs. He's not getting the ball from scrimmage.
Nope, the reads by Hilsman have, for the most part, been, I'll keep it rather than hand it off to Bryce. Hilsman does give it to him here. Schmiesing, outside right tackle, is tripped up at the 47-yard line. He's a yard shy. And head coach Garen Stokes of the Wildcats has a very interesting choice to make at this point in the game.
Ensley got great penetration that time and got around his ankles, or Schmiesing would have had the sideline and probably 15 or 20 yards.
Well done by Anna to stop Schmiesing short of the stake. Schmiesing averaging nearly 8 yards per carry on the year. Anna now giving up ground grudgingly on defense. Minster to go for it. Fourth and one at the Minster 46-and-a-half. Schmiesing alongside Hilsman. Long snap count. It goes to Jared. He runs right up over right guard. He's got a little crevice, and he surges to the 50. First and 10 at the Anna 49. Jared Hilsman picked it up for the black-shirted Wildcats, who with 4:55 left in the second quarter have a first and 10 at the Anna 49. Chuck Minster, the last several games, has been able to respond to the other team's points. Last week for Sales, a mid-third quarter touchdown to go up 12-7, and then Minster took 9 minutes off the clock and got the game-winning 8 points to take that contest 15-12. Minster now needing 4 plays for a first down, inching the football across the 50 to the Anna 49. 4:37 left in the second. 10-6 Rockets. Two receivers to the left for Hilsman. Schmiesing alongside. Hilsman has it, then belatedly gives it into the tummy of Schmiesing, and he is shouldered to the turf right there at the 50. Might have lost a couple feet. Anna was all over it. Well, the zone read running game for Minster has been slowed down very well by Anna in quarter number two.
Well, they got a lot of penetration that time, and I'm not sure he should have handed it to him, but that's real easy for me to sit up here in the press box and say that.
4 minutes even to go in the second quarter. Anna 10, Minster 6. Three receivers to the left. Empty backfield for the quarterback, Hilsman, who takes the snap, immediately roams to the right, gets across the line of scrimmage. He puts his head down, drives into the chest of a linebacker, and bullies his way down to the 41. Hilsman like a fullback on that play. Carved out a big chunk of ground. And it's going to be third down and two for Minster at the 41. If the Wildcats don't make it here, you can bet Minster is in four down territory, just like a few plays ago. 3:20 to go in the second quarter, which is moving along hastily. Third and two, Minster, 41 of Anna. Hilsman with Schmiesing to his right. He fakes to Bryce. Hilsman keeps. He's got a slither of a crack over right guard. He puts his head down and digs. 37-36. First and 10, Minster. Tackle made by the Anna Rockets, Ethan Bird. He got a hand on Hilsman, a yard over the line of scrimmage. But Hilsman managed to maintain balance. And he wedged out yards to the 36 of Anna, first and 10. 2:50 to go, second quarter. 10-6 Anna, three receivers to the left for Hilsman, who looks left, he keeps. Oh, he's bear-hugged at the point of attack. Down he goes, no gain. Fine penetration in there by the Anna Rockets. Noah Reok in there on the stop. Help on the play from Trey Cates. That sets up second down and even 10. That play did not gain an inch. Line of scrimmage, the 36 of Anna. 2:20 left to go, second quarter. Second down, 10, Minster. Snap to the quarterback, Hilsman. He looks to the right, raises up to throw to Leininger, batted down at the line of scrimmage.
Beautiful play by defensive end Will Lutman. Standout performance by the freshman. Well, that's one of those things where if you're not going to get to the quarterback, then get your hands up and don't give him a passing lane. That's exactly what he did. Lutman with a big-time swat at that forward pass at defensive left end. Hillsman was trying to reach Leininger at about the 30. Third and 10, Minster. 36-yard line of Anna. 2:14 to go in the second quarter. 10-6 Rockets. Slot left. Two tight ends now for Minster. Snap to Hillsman. Way back behind the line of scrimmage. Here's a screen pass to Schmiesing. Two flags fly. Schmiesing's got a host of blockers down the near sideline. He's off and running. He's got the first down inside the 30, inside the 25. But I think it's coming back, Chuck.
Yeah, both officials saw that. That was an obvious hold. I mean, you're in no man's land back there in the backfield, and he tackled him.
And we have seen a few very key offensive holding penalties in this game so far.
If that's a spot foul, that's going to give them a long third down.
Well, the throw and run, Hillsman to Schmiesing. Good enough for a first down in the vicinity of the 25, but it's negated. And it's now third down and a bunch. More like 25 to go now for a first down for Minster. Wildcats are on their half of the 50. 2:06 to go here in the second quarter. And you can bet if Minster doesn't get a big chunk of real estate on this play, excuse me, the Wildcats would have to punt it. Timeout called by Anna. 2:06 left in the second. Rockets up 10-6 on scorersbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Third down and 25 for Minster at the Wildcats 49. Just over two to play in the second quarter. Anna up four. Here's Minster's Hillsman back to pass. He looks right, then left, and he deals down inside the 40-yard line. Receiver and defender fall. No contact, no penalty. Each man slipped. Ball falls harmlessly, incomplete at the 36-yard line, and Minster's got to kick. Had that been completed, Chuck, it would have been good enough for 15, leaving Minster 10. You can bet they would have gone for it on fourth down.
Would have given them that chance. Now they don't have any choice but to punt.
Right. Schmiesing back to boot it from his 35. 2 men at the 20 for Anna. Snap to Bryce. Bryce Schmiesing knocks it down to the 21. Caught, drop, picked up by Anna. Run up the middle of the 26, and that's where the Rockets start first and 10. Rockets used a timeout a few plays ago, have two remaining, and up 4-10-6, minute 53 left here in the second quarter. Rockets had 1, 2, 3 receivers out to the near side. If Anna can get 15, 20 yards in a couple plays, then the Rockets can really air it out. Let's see what quarterback Travis Meyer does here. And it's a draw to Ensley. He gets the handoff back of the 20, rips right up the middle over the 30, 35, holding against Anna, though, and that will eliminate the 13-yard drive right up the gut by Ensley.
Totally unnecessary hold that time. That's what I'm assuming, the way that he threw the flag in there.
We've had a few of them in this game, and the holding penalties have cost the offenses dearly.
This is going to take it back to a first and 10.
Yeah, you're right. The holding was spotted downfield a ways. Excuse me.
And because the holding was, as you say, Chuck, 9 yards downfield, the stepped-off penalty means it is first and 11 for Anna at the Rockets' 25-and-a-half. Four receivers flanked, two each way for Meyer, who looks behind the line of scrimmage to Ensley. He catches back at the 20. He's running slowly, looking for a block, nothing in front, and he's smothered by Minster at the 23-yard line. And you can bet now, Chuck, Anna will be content to use clock and get into the locker room at the halftime break, up 10-6. Now, Minster's got timeouts available to use. Wildcats in no hurry to use them, though.
Well, if they stop them here on third down, then I think maybe you take a chance to block a punt.
Righto.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's only second down. I forgot about the penalty.
Yeah, I'm surprised Minster's not using a timeout at this point. Second down, 11. Minute left, second quarter. Here's the handoff on the play to Ensley. Breaks a tackle, breaks another, and he twists his way all the way out to the 31. He got five or six more yards than he should have. And now Minster utilizes a timeout. 52 seconds to go here in the first half. And Anna leads it by a score of 10-6. Third and 11 confronting Anna. Diversity and excellence both describe Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive, just west of I-75, at the Route 119 exit. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells Brothers has grown to span 8 separate divisions. And for your business, superior services provided by Wells Brothers are material flow solutions, process piping, and industrial construction, including electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work. On the web at wellsbrothers.com. Wells Brothers in Anna, the home of the Rockets, and top flight service from Wells Brothers, Inc. So many thanks to Wells Brothers in Anna, one of our two Anna community sponsors, on the web with us on scoresbroadcast.com. Wells Brothers, Inc. and Adams Tech Solutions. 52 seconds to go in the second quarter. Anna with possession, third and 6 for a first down at the Anna 31-yard line. Minster is now out of timeouts. Is that correct, Chuck?
No, they should have 2 left. They just didn't take that one off. But
you're right. I'm not reading the scoreboard correctly. Yeah, should have 2 left. It still shows 3. 2 receivers each way for Anna. Short drop by Meyer. Uh-oh! He throws on a slant pattern. It is almost intercepted by Minster.
Wow.
Telegraph throw by Meyer would have been a pick 6 easily at the 34. The ball was in the hands of the defensive back for the Minster Wildcats. I think it was Jack Heitbrink.
It was. He lifted his head up because he knew he was getting ready to give him the lead, and it just went right through his hands.
Would have been as easy a 34-yard pick 6 as you will have ever seen. And Heitbrink could not hang on. It was a gift right in his lap. Oh, here's a high snap to Ensley. He goes way up to get it at the 19-yard line, then kicks it away to Schmiesing, who backpedals, fair catch at the 37 with 43 seconds to go in the first half, and Anna leading by a 10-6 count. I know in the National Football League, you'll hear teams often count those missed interceptions by defensive backs and linebackers who oftentimes aren't ready for them, and it seems like they're wearing gear all over their hands,
yeah.
Gloves and tape and everything else. In the NFL, it seems like on a Sunday you see a 10 or a dozen missed interceptions that should have been picked off. Boy, that one by Minster was right in the Wildcats' lap. Minster couldn't convert. Anna dodges a bullet. Minster with first and 10. Here's a throw by Hillsman, left side of the field. 5 yards downfield for Schmiesing, high and wide, and it's no good.
Well, they hit 5 of their first 6 passes. They've missed their last 6.
Anna has really learned over the course of this first half. Adjustments made by the Rockets defensively. And as you noted, Chuck, that zone read by Hillsman has been stalled. Schmiesing has not run the ball effectively. Hillsman did early in this contest. Second and 10, Minster. short of the Wildcats 40, 41 seconds to go first half. Hillsman takes the snap, looks left, throws to Schmiesing, who turns, stands up beyond the line of scrimmage, catches, then wheels his way toward the sideline. He's decked on the boundary. Some Minster fans wanted a personal foul, but I think that Schmiesing was right on the stripe across the way. Third and six, clock stopped because Schmiesing did get out of bounds. 37 seconds to go in the first half. Second down, and or I should say third and six for Minster at the Wildcats 43. 10-6, Anna. Minster scored the first six, Anna the last 10. Ensley's got all 10 points for the Rockets. Here's a quick pass, sideline, same play. It goes from Hillsman to Schmiesing. Rockets keep him in front. Play is good for four. Schmiesing to the boundary. Off the field of play at the 47 or 48. And I think Minster had intended for that pass to travel 5 to 6 yards and gain the first down. It did not. Fourth and one for Minster, which has no choice but to punt.
Yeah, that was not a very good series right now after getting the ball back.
Nope. Anna to return the punt from the 20. Boy, this would be a big offensive weapon here if the Rockets could turn in a gem on this return. Directional kick, far side of the field. Well done by Minster. No chance for the Rockets to catch this one and bring it back up the gridiron. The ball lights on the ground across the way at the 26 and takes a hop out of bounds at about the 25. And that's how many seconds remain here in the first half with Anna leading 10-6. First half for Anna, Chuck, all about adjustments defensively on the fly. Ensley with the long touchdown run of 50 after he converted on a 35-yard field goal. And the Rockets go into a victory formation and kneel it down on the last play of the first half. And both teams romp to their respective locker rooms as the clock ticks down 13, 12, 11, 10. That's it. The two head coaches know each other extremely well. Nick Marino, Anna, Garen Stokes of Minster. They're Urbana High School graduates. They coached at Urbana together. They're on the gridiron here tonight, but as Coach Stokes mentioned before the game, it's all about the players and these two teams and communities this evening. Playoffs on the line, and Anna's come from behind so far to take a 10-6 lead over Minster here at the halftime intermission. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go just one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between. Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, Sydney Car Care. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both came on board here on ScoresBroadcast.com last March during the high school basketball tournament. A lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them
from scoresbroadcast.com. And these Anna community sponsors, Adam Sex Solutions, On Time High Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Halftime score, Chuck, Anna 10, Minster 6 at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, I mean, the score and the stats are pretty much tell the story. Anna ran the ball 12 times for 80 yards. They had 6 of 10 thrown at 55, 135 in total yards in the first half, 6 first downs, did not turn the football over. Minster ran it 19 times for 63 yards, 7 of 14 throwing it for 77, 140 total yards, 7 first downs. They did have the one interception, which kind of jump-started Anna's offense and got them back in the football game. If Minster would have taken that down and scored again and gone up 2 scores, we might have a different story here at the half. But Anna got some excitement out of that, and they're playing pretty good football right now.
Yeah, very good observation. The interception by Anna turned that first half around. What did Anna do differently, Chuck, defensively to slow down that zone read running play by Minster?
Well, they've been taking Schmeezing out of it with the defensive end the whole time, but now they're doing a pretty good job of taking the quarterback out of it, too. I think that you're going to see him spread it. They're going to fake that throw to Schmeezing and on the sideline and let him break the ball down. I think we're going to see a lot. We're going to see that attempted anyway in the second half.
How about that 50-yard dash by Aiden Ensley to the end zone? He did it like lightning in a heartbeat, plus a huge 35-yard field goal. He's got all of Anna's 10 points.
Well, the run was outstanding, but I was real impressed with that. That was a heck of a field goal. I mean, and you said it. He had a good 10 more yards.
Yeah, sure did. Well, it's been an exciting first half. Quickly played. Anna 5-4. Minster 5-4. Playoffs on the line. Minster with a win tonight. Hosts and more than likely would play Lehman Catholic. Anna needs to win and get a little bit of help in order to get in Division 5. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime at Minster, Anna Band performing. And Anna leads Minster by a score of 10-6 after 2 quarters of play. I'm really privileged to be joined here at the halftime of this game tonight by Mike Wiss, longtime outstanding educator and coach in the Minster school system. Mike, glad to have you here.
Thank you, Jay.
A UD graduate, bachelor's and master's, both from UD, 23 years total here at Minster, 23 years head baseball coach. 23 years coaching basketball, 3 freshman boys, 19 JV girls. This year, head girls basketball coach. Traveling to road games has taken on a little different bit of travel this past week. Before we talk sports, we're going to talk about the traveling you did all the way to Washington, D.C. for the 20th straight year, taking 8th graders to the nation's capital. How about that?
Yeah, it's, the monuments are all still there and they don't move. But I do still enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy watching 14-year-olds learn. Uh-huh.
when they're not sitting behind a desk.
Right.
I thoroughly enjoy getting them out from behind a desk, not having their face in a textbook, and teaching them as you're walking around, seeing stuff. And they enjoy it. Some of them will never get back there.
Right.
And it's very enjoyable for me to continue doing it. I enjoy it.
From taking these youngsters to Washington, D.C. now for two decades, what enlightens them the most? What do they come away talking about after the trip?
The one word that sticks out in my mind is sacrifice. Yes, there are all the monuments and the White House and the Capitol building, etc. But when you take a kid to the Pentagon Memorial, we took 71 eighth graders and 31 chaperones, and they walk in and see 58,000 names on the Vietnam Wall.
Wow.
And the Korean Wall. And then you walk in and see the how many thousands of gravestones at Arlington. And being able to have the opportunity to show our kids the changing of the guard, and Minster has the opportunity to lay the wreath at Arlington at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. But just the idea of what people have done for us to allow us the lives that we live is what we really try to drive home in the eighth graders.
Wow, this is knowledge that these young people then will be able to share with their families as they grow and become adults.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I've done this now long enough that I now have chaperones going on the trip that I took as an eighth grader.
You've done it for 20 years. How about 20 more?
That's probably a pretty good. The line just isn't real long for people that want to take 14-year-old kids to D.C.
Yeah.
Takes a special kind of want to.
Yeah.
And being the history teacher kind of fits right into my curriculum.
Yeah, so traveling as a coach to coach road games for Minster, traveling from Minster to Fort Loramie, that's a far cry from going to D.C.
Very much.
Every year with how many 8th graders go?
71 this year.
Wow. 71.
Yeah. We take two buses. We put a chaperone with, there's one chaperone for every three kids. And we stay four nights. We do Gettysburg the first day, and we spend 3 days in D.C.
And it was nice here in October 2016 that you had August-like weather, or at least September-like weather.
It was shorts every day.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
Let's talk about your tenure coaching high school sports here at Minster. As I noted a few minutes ago, 23 years coaching baseball. How has the game of high school baseball changed over those two decades plus? How has coaching it changed?
Baseball, first of all, about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, the bats changed. They went from BESR to BB Core. And the BB Core bats, everybody knows by now, they kind of act like a wooden bat.
Right.
Baseball's changed a little bit in the fact that now you're trying to move runners over in conventional ways and not waiting on the big hits, not trying to string a bunch of hits together. The other thing is there's so much more baseball being played, or the open gyms.
Right.
And the select teams. There's more stuff for baseball players to do outside of the high school baseball season, followed by the Legion or the Acme season in the summertime. You know, it's becoming... And the thing that I don't necessarily care for, this is Mike Wiss coming from a small school, but you're starting to see more and more kids, don't get me wrong, not a bunch, but you're starting to see kids become specialized.
Yes.
And at a small school, that hurts.
Sure does.
So, but you see, it's in all sports. That is not just specifically baseball. You're seeing kids become, I want to play more AAU, so I'm a basketball player only.
Right. We talked several weeks ago about changes in pitch count rules at the high school level and in summer baseball, too.
Yes. That is coming this spring. I spoke to Jerry Snodgrass from the OHSAA two weeks ago. They are starting the talks on baseball-specific pitch counts as soon as the fall sports tournaments are over. They have a committee of 15 people, high school coaches, OHSAA member reps, and two
very credible sports medicine doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to come up with the pitch count. How many pitches are you allowed to throw in a day, in 2 days, in 3 days?
Mm.
And how many days do you need off? Right now, the state of Ohio, the rule is you're allowed to pitch 10 innings in 3 days. Nobody ever count. Pitch counts have never been an issue.
Right.
Now, there are obviously questions they're going to have to answer is, who's keeping track of the pitches?
That was going to be my next question.
And who is going – I play Sidney Lehman on one day, and I play New Bremen on the next day. How does New Bremen know that I pitch this kid? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot more to the logistics of this than just counting pitches.
Exactly.
So, and I worry specifically because when you get to the regional and state tournaments, you have the opportunity of playing back-to-back days.
Yes.
And that's going to become quite a little... It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it sounds to me like if pitch counts are restricted severely, you'd better have a right fielder, a center fielder, a left fielder, a third baseman who can all come in and close baseball games for you in the sixth and seventh innings.
It becomes very important. If the rule happens, which they say it will, and it sticks, it is so important to the younger levels to not pitch somebody for six innings on a Tuesday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Throw three kids out, two innings each in a six-inning game, and let kids develop pitching.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to not see that big stud coming through the younger grades, and just keep letting him throw six innings every fourth day.
Mike Wiss, our halftime guest here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Mike, a longtime outstanding educator in the Minster school system, a longtime coach as well. We're at the half. Minster and Anna locked up in a real good football game tonight. Minster scored the first six, Anna the next 10. Aiden Hensley has all of Anna's 10 points. Anna leads Minster by a score of 10-6 here at the half. Very good game, Mike. We have seen a lot of lopsided games this fall here on scoresbroadcast.com. This is the best contest we've seen in 10 weeks.
Minster is... Anna's doing a few things to us right now. You can see they're trying to take away Bryce Schmeezer's run a little bit.
Yep.
And they're covering up Johnny Niemeyer pretty well on the outside. So I'm sure Coach Stokes will be does a very nice job at halftime.
You had a state championship baseball team a few years back, and we at ScoresBroadcast.com had the privilege of covering Minster baseball in the state Final Four over in Columbus. Recall a little bit about that season. You had an outstanding pitcher by the name of Niemeyer, and that's his brother on this football team, right?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's Adam's brother.
Uh-huh.
Adam was part of the 2011 and the 2012 state championship teams. Adam is now a senior at Ohio State, starting in the starting rotation. And we make sure that as a staff and our group of kids in high school, we make sure we get to a handful of games in the spring. Pick a Sunday and put all the boys in vans and take off and go to Buckeyes. Watch Buckeye baseball.
Was repeating as a state champ tougher because you did it the year before, or was it a little easier because of the growth in confidence?
I think the confidence was a huge thing, because as I look back and can remember the first one in 2011, the regional game against Sidney Lehman, that the stars all of a sudden aligned.
Mm-hmm.
If Minster doesn't advance past that game if the stars don't align right.
Right.
There were some things that, and then we were successful in the regional final. We went to the state semi and had to play Newark Catholic.
Yep.
And the young man drops a... There's two outs and nobody on base. First baseman drops a foul ball in front of our dugout, and the next three batters reach base because the shortstop couldn't field.
Exactly.
And we scored four in the inning and brought in that Adam Niemeyer in that last inning, and he threw nine pitches, nine strikes, nine swings, and let's go home and play tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
So, fun days. And those, when those kids, they call you, they text you, they... You know, those are priceless. You never forget those.
And Adam has pitched extremely well over at Ohio State.
He has. Yeah. He has. He's and the experience that he gained this last year being Big Ten champions.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 23 years for you coaching basketball. Three freshman boys, 19 JV girls. And You are the head coach of the girls' varsity program this year, replacing a legend, Nan Stecksholdy. Wow. Talk about Nan for a minute. Boy, she toiled and put in a lot of minutes, hours, practices, games. What a hard worker she was. Outstanding head coach. Great contribution to the Minster School District. It's a cliche, but darn near impossible shoes to fill.
Yeah, it is. I told the girls this morning, or this afternoon after school, at our first practice, I said, I'm still the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those chairs that we sit in is 18 inches wide, and I've moved 18 inches. But it feels like I went 10 miles. Because now I used to go to practice as a JV coach and tell me what I need to do, coach.
Yeah.
And now today I'm the guy that this is what we're going to do.
Right.
I learned a lot from Nan. I really did. I learned a lot from coaching with Mike Lee and Mike Ernst when Mike, the first couple years in boys. You know, you don't, to a guy that enjoys basketball, baseball, football, to be underneath. I worked with Garen Stokes. I worked with Nate Moore in football, Mike Lee and Nan in basketball. When you enjoy sports and you work under good people, you learn something every day.
Sure.
And if I can take a couple things from what all those people I just mentioned, make a couple of those things work, and we do have good kids.
Yes.
You know, by the old, you want to talk cliches, the cupboard's not bare in Minster.
I was going to say, do you have any talent returning, Mike?
There is, Jack, there is. And what do they say? Just don't screw them up. I look forward to it.
One final comment from you. Talk about the wife, the family, son sitting alongside next to you. He is an educator and a coach down the road in the future, right?
We're going to stick with player first, but I hope so. I hope he can play. Andrew, my wife Kelly, three girls, Madison, Megan, Allie is 2 years old, and Andrew here is in third. And so you can't do what many people,
right,
working and teaching, whether it's whatever, you have to have a good support system at home.
Exactly.
And when they let you do it and you leave the house and they're smiling at you and you get back home 4 hours later and they're still smiling at you.
You're able to commit so much time to Minster schools because I think I can see your house over there beyond the bleachers as I look to the north, correct?
Yeah, correct.
You're that close.
Yep. We can walk to school every day.
Mike Wiss, enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
You're a great
job. Mike Wiss, long-time outstanding educator, Minster schools, 23 years of coaching at Minster. He is the new girls varsity basketball coach here at Minster for the 2016-17 season. Mike, best of luck to you this campaign. Mike Wiss, our halftime guest here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna leads Minster by a score of 10-6 at intermission. I'd like to tell you about Brookins. Brookins in Fort Loramie, a fixture downtown in that Shelby County community since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can just sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Anna, with a very good second quarter, Chuck, leads Minster by a count of 10-6. We saw Minster in week one beat Fort Loramie in overtime and then rout Layman Catholic in week two. Minster has won three straight after losing four in a row. Anna is giving Minster a real tussle here tonight. Minster perhaps playing against the best football team it's seen in 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, they got that huge win against Coldwater.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes after a win like that, the kids may tend to coast a little bit. But I think we're going to see a different team in the second half. They need to get some kind of a running attack going. They only have 63 rush yards on 19 attempts. And even my rudimentary math comes out to about 3 yards a carry. That's not going to get it done.
Uh-uh. Yeah, you're right about that Minster win over Coldwater. That was a huge one because Minster was 2-4 at the time, and like Coach Garen Stokes said in the pregame, a lot of people thought Minster football was done here in 2016 at 2-4, and staring another loss in the face, which would drop Minster to 2-5. But the Wildcats, back on October 7th, upset Coldwater 33-18, beat New Bremen 40-23, Versailles 15-12. To gain big-time momentum into this game tonight against Anna. And Anna has played extremely well ever since the latter stages of the first quarter to own a halftime lead of 10-6, and the Rockets get the ball first to start the third quarter. Here is the kickoff by Isaac Schmiesing. He drives it down to the 16-yard line. Anna on the return. It's Ensley near side on the numbers, tripped up, and down he goes at the 26. First and 10 Rockets, opening seconds, third quarter. Minster fans wanting a defensive stop here at the outset of the third quarter. I think this opening drive by Anna is pretty important. One thing the Rockets can't afford is a quick three and out, and then Minster with good field position at its own 40 or 45. Harkening back to the second quarter, Chuck, Minster had a pick six right in its lap, and it was dropped.
Yeah, they could have had the lead at halftime, that's for sure.
Here's the fake handoff to Cates, then the give on the counter to Ensley, and he is pushed down hard at the 22. Forward progress got him back to the 24. He lost a full yard, second down 11. Excellent penetration on the play by Minster. Here is Meyer, short drop, flag flies. There's that long crossfield throw, and it's caught. What a catch on the play by Webker. Breaks a tackle at the 35, 40, 45. And he bolts to the 50, but there was a marker down. Was it offside Minster? Was it motion on Anna?
I think it's sideline warning on Minster.
No foul on the play, and the Rockets will take it. I think that was Webker on the reception.
Number 8?
Yes, it was Colin.
That was a heck of a run after catch is what that was.
Yes, not only a good reception, but Minster yanked his shoe off practically. Webker maintained his balance and got out of that leg hold and spurted upfield for about 13, 14 more yards. Fine pass play. Meyer to Webker. Well, that was just another long aerial across the field by Meyer, who's displayed tremendous arm strength. First down running play from the 49 of Anna, nets 2, to the 49 of Minster. That was Cates on the counter off left tackle. Second down 8 for Anna. Minute and a half gone, third quarter. Here's an end sweep around the right side. Goes Ensley. He's got a block, another block. He shoots into the secondary. Rolled down on the numbers far side of the field as he dashed to the 30 of Minster. Boy, Ensley, Chuck, has got really quick feet. We have not seen Anna play when the field conditions have been as good as they are tonight. And Ensley's taking advantage. Inside handoff, Ensley. And he very methodically, between right guard and right tackle, creeps his way from the 30 to the 28. He picked up 2, second down 8 yards to go for Anna. 10:20 to go, third quarter. Anna 10, Minster 6. A touchdown here by Anna would give the Rockets a 2-score advantage. Keep in mind, Ensley's got a 35-yard field goal in this game.
Rackets are not within that range yet. They need another 10 or 12 to get to that point. Meyer counting down the cadence. He gives the ball on the play to Ensley. Ensley tries to crack over right guard, and he wedges out two more. Minster giving up ground grudgingly, forcing a third and at least six, more like six and a half for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 28, tackled by Heitbrink of Minster. Big play here. You've got to believe Meyer and company need to throw it. Two receivers to the left, Leininger and Haynes. And we got a marker coming down. It's the back judge who threw it. Call against Anna, pre-snap foul, and that hurts.
Yeah, the guard stood up. I don't know. I don't know if he thought he was able to because he hadn't really set himself yet, but two officials called it.
Obvious penalty against Anna. So instead of third and six and a half, it's now third down and closer to 12 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 33-yard line, and up before. Minster showing blitz. Snap back to Meyer, and we got a penalty before the snap from center. Was wow. Minster offside, or was it procedure against Anna? Motion call against the Rockets.
Shooting themselves in the foot. They had a nice drive going, and they could have at least gotten down and taken a seven-point lead with a field goal. Now they're going the wrong way.
Third and 17 now for Anna at the Minster 37-yard line. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. 10-6, Anna leads. Two receivers each way. Travis Meyer gets the play call, signaled in from the Anna bench. Again, Leininger and Haynes to the left, Webker to the right. Alongside Meyer, Ensley. Deep drop by Meyer. A delayed draw, Ensley. Little running room, pops it to the outside. Dances along the sideline, 35-30. Stays in bounds. Does he reach the 25, maybe just short of it, at the 26? He reeled off a big chunk of real estate on that play, more than Minster would have liked to have seen. And now it's a fourth and six for Anna at the 26-yard line. A field goal from here, Chuck, would be in excess of 40. That's maybe too far. Anna's going to go for it. 8:44 left in the third quarter. 10-6 Rockets. Fourth down and six to go from the Minster 26-yard line. Two receivers left. Ensley alongside Meyer. Short drop of Meyer. It's a slant pattern, a look in, and a leaping one-handed catch on the play by Reed Leininger. He had room to run after he caught it. Couldn't maintain his balance. And his knee touched down just a hair inside the 20 at the 19. And that is good enough officially for a first down by about a foot.
Yeah, that was a real nice play that time by Leininger because that pass was out in front of him. He did a good job of getting it and lunging forward. If he would have stayed where he caught it, he wouldn't have had the first down.
Right. Meyer to Ensley. And Ensley meets resistance behind the line. He's shoved back at the 23. First down and 10 results in second and 11 at the 21. I tell you what, Chuck, Anna did very well to pull out the first down on those two plays facing third and long. Got a nice draw by Ensley on third and plenty to get it back to a manageable fourth and six or seven. And then that quick slant run by Leininger, Meyer hit him. No gain by Anna on first and 10, and now Minster is guilty of offsides. So Anna now has second and five at the 15 of Minster. That helps the Rockets' cause. Over four gone here in the third. Here's a throw by Meyer all the way across the field to the right side. Yes, it's caught down inside the 15-yard line. It's Haynes who averted one man, and then he was spilled at about the 10, maybe the 9. I said Haynes, it was Trey Cates who motored to the flat, caught it in the dead run, and it is a goal-to-go situation for Anna at the 9-yard line of Minster. Again, we marvel at the arm strength of Travis Meyer. Here is the snap back to Meyer, and I think Meyer kept. He tried to roll around right tackle. He's collared, and down he goes back at the 12 or 13-yard line. That play just not deceptive enough. Minster thwarts it. Well, you've got to believe, Chuck, that Anna, sooner or later on this possession, has got to throw the ball to the end zone once, maybe twice.
Well, they not that a field goal wouldn't help, right, but they want to get a two-score lead here.
7 minutes to go in the third. Anna up 10-6. Snap back to Meyer. Meyer gives to Inslee. In sweep, right side. Got a little running room. Has a block. Disciplined run by Aiden Inslee as he charges down inside the five near the goal line. Minster tracked him down about 4 feet short of the end zone, and it's going to be third and goal from that spot. Is this four down territory?
I would think so.
Here comes the play call for the Rockets, who lead 10-6. Two receivers to the right. It is Meyer taking the snap from center, puts his head down, he digs some more, and he's got it. Touchdown. Oh, a good hard-nosed run by Meyer right over Isaac Dodds' center. And the Rockets have struck again to bolt on top 16-6 over Minster.
What a drive that was by the Rockets.
Big PAT upcoming. This would lift Anna to an 11-point cushion, which would mean Minster would need an 8 and a 3 to draw even. Angeli on for the point after. Good snap from center. Kick by Aiden. Flutters to the right. I think it's outside the upright, and it is no good. He missed. 6:22 left in the third. Anna 16, Minster 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
And the kickoff by Anna following the touchdown by the Rockets lands down around the 20, hits and spins. Minster covers it up and then charges back upfield 7 or 8 yards. Wildcats have it first and 10, shy of their own 30. Now trailing 16-6 with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Minster scored the first 6 tonight. Anna, the next 16 points in succession. Minster's offense, Chuck, has been stalled since the first quarter.
Yeah, as soon as they threw that interception, it just seems like they have been on hold offensively.
Here come the Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Here comes blitz pressure from Anna. Sweep to the right by Schmiesing. He's on the edge at the 33, 35. Gets a block, sheds a tackler, and he barges to the 41-yard line. He rips off 10 quick ones and a first down.
Well, the nice part about that last drive by Anna was they used half of the third quarter and pushed the lead out. It's the first time Minster's had the ball here in the second half.
You're right, Chuck. Good observation. That was a time-consuming drive, to be sure. 6:02 to go in the third, 16-6, Anna. Minster possession, Wildcats 41. Two receivers far left. Not yet a sense of urgency for Minster, but the Wildcats need to move the football and get field position swap. It is Hillsman keeping over right guard. He's got a big cavity, and he barrels through it across the 50. 45 of Anna, dragging tacklers to the 40, a 19-yard gallop by Hillsman of the Wildcats, who are at the Anna 40-yard line now. Boy, that's a statement, Chuck. Anna goes up 10. Minster reels off 2 plays, each for first down yardage. 5.5 to go, third quarter. 16-6, Anna. Rockets with 8 in the box now.
Here is the zone read by Hillsman. Fakes to Schmiesing. Jared keeps. He lowers the boom, and he bucks to the 34. He's got six or seven more. Tell you what, Chuck, it's going to be a real treat to watch Anna and Minster next year. Both quarterbacks return.
Yeah, I agree.
That will be fun. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. And Minster is getting its play call from the sideline. Play clock is down to 10. The Wildcats line up with Niemeyer flanked 7 yards near side. Snap back to Hillsman. Empty backfield. He keeps. Oh, big forward wall of Minster. Shoves Anna back. Rockets regress. And Hillsman right up the middle carves out a big gain. 8 or 9 more. Down to about the 21-yard line of Anna. Another first down for the Wildcats. Wow. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Trying to answer the score by Anna. Schmiesing alongside Hillsman. It keeps again. He's got some running room. Right tackle. And somebody nipping at his heels catches him at the 25-yard line. I think that's Ethan Bird, leading tackler on the year for Anna, in there on another 5'11", 185, a junior. He's back next season. He's all over the place.
Well, he kept it from being about a 10 or 15-yard run that time. He held him to 4 on a real nice tackle while he was on the ground.
Second and 6, Minster, 23-yard line of Anna. Two receivers flank left. Hillsman 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Anna up 10. Minster trying to shave the deficit. Here is Hillsman. Oh, he gives to Schmiesing. He's out on the edge. Tries to get the corner turn. And the Rockets pick him up and drop him for a loss at the 25.
That's Bird again.
He's all over the place. Tackling Hillsman one play. Then Schmiesing for a negative 2 on the next play. Third and 8 for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 24.5. 3:13 to go in the third quarter. 10-6, or I should say 16-6, Anna. Hillsman back at the 29 in the spread to take the snap. Linebackers for Anna poised. They bunch up to the line of scrimmage. Here's the zone read by Hillsman. Fakes to Schmiesing, keeps. Hillsman can't throw. His receiver's recovered. And he lurches forward. Might have picked up a foot or two, no more. He wasn't sacked. He gained nothing. Fourth down and about 7.5 to go for Minster at the 25-yard line of Anna. Boy, has the Rockets defense, Chuck, been stellar since late in that first quarter.
Well, I'll tell you, that time it was supposed to be a fake run, and they were trying to run it down the seam, and Bensman did a fantastic job. The pass was not there. He had to run it.
Yeah, great coverage by Wyatt Bensman in the secondary. Fourth and 7, Minster. Here is Hillsman to throw. Looking near hash mark, sliding to the ground. Caught at the 13-yard line. Niemeyer has it. He just ran a curl far enough downfield to get beyond the first down stake. And Anna was a bit soft, and he caught the ball between the corner and the safety. First and 10, Minster. 13 of Anna. High snap for Hillsman. Give to Schmiesing. He's got a big hole. Right guard. He falls through it, and he takes it to the house for the touchdown. Schmiesing from 13 out. Oh, what a run. Great blocking up front by Minster. And quickly a statement from the Wildcats. Anna scores to go up 10. Minster retaliates, and it's a 16-12 game with Isaac Schmiesing on for the PAT. Dynamite blocking at the point of attack by the Minster Wildcats. Isaac Dorston and Dawson Oldegies up front. Tight ends Austin, or I should say August Bainline, and Cody Frerichs helped. Low snap from center. The ball miraculously gets spotted on the ground, and Isaac Schmiesing makes it. Oh, nearly unbelievable, Chuck. Wow. Minster maybe better try that every time.
He rolled it back to him. I don't know how he got the ball up off the ground.
You're right, Chuck. The snap from center rolled. What a job by the young man for Minster who placed the football down for Isaac Schmiesing, and the kick was good. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Anna up 3, 16-13 on scores.broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Well, Chuck, all the credit in the world to Jacob Hoing, who held on that PAT for Minster, and he had to scoop a rolling snap from center off the ground and get it spotted for Isaac Smeason. Here's the kickoff by Minster, and it's well executed. Hits at the 20. Anna doesn't catch it, and the ball bounces some more and nearly rolls dead in the field of play, Chuck, inside the five, but Anna catches a break. It trickles a foot into the end zone. And Anna starts from the 20. Boy, that would have been a momentum shifter. Had Anna
started at the one,
yeah, had the Rockets been pinned. But it is first and 10 for Anna, leading 16-13 now, last couple minutes of the third quarter. Very good high school football game here tonight. You might as well say it's championship week, and the playoffs have started. Here's a delayed handoff, Meyer to Inslee. Hole is plugged up. Down he goes at the 19. He lost one. What a hit by Alex Oldiges of Minster. Second and 11 for Anna. Minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Each team with a touchdown here in the third period. Anna 6 points, Minster 7. It was a 4-point game at the break. Now it's 3. Anna, for about 4 minutes, had a lead of 10 at 16-6. Low snap to Meyer. He's back at the 10. We've got a marker and a pre-snap foul. 5 yards against Anna.
Anna got a break that time because if they hadn't moved, it was either going to be a hold or he was going to get killed. Meyer's going to get thumped, one or the other.
Oh, you're right. Travis was going to be decked back inside the 10. It was going to be a quarterback sack for sure. Second and 16 for Anna. Rockets have it at their own 14. Boy, Anna must dig out of a hole here and register a couple first downs to, at minimum, get the field position swapped out. Or Minster, with a three and out, will get the football perhaps around the 50-yard line to start the fourth quarter. A minute left in the third. 16-13, Anna. Second down, 16 to go for the Rockets inside their own 15-yard line. Lone back, Inslee, is staggered off to the left to the quarterback, Meyer, who drops to the 6-yard line. Throws up the right side of the field. Receiver falls down. Two Wildcats are closer to the ball, which hits on the ground 5 yards shy. Incomplete. Little bit of pressure on Meyer. Might have made him throw, Chuck, prior to the cut by the receiver.
He took a shot when he threw the ball, and the receiver tried to cut, and he couldn't keep his balance.
Minster was bearing down on Meyer, who confronts a third and 16 now. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Enormous play. Snap to Travis. He's at his five. Looks far hash mark. Again, it's underthrown. Two Minster defenders are there. That time it was Wetker, who couldn't come back to get it. Meyer was trying to pitch it to the first down marker. Good coverage on the down and out throw to Wetker. Minster had him blanketed. Two incompletions, and Anna's got to punt from inside the five.
Well, they gave him some time to throw at that time. He just threw it a little short.
Bryce Schmeezing is in Anna's half of the field at the 45. Punt by Inslee. Oh, Schmeezing's got a return on here. He catches at the 44. He does a shake and bake. Elude one man, another inside the 40. 35, nailed right there. Minster 35 yards away from taking the lead in this game. 33 seconds to go, third quarter. Well, what a splendid contest this has been tonight.
This is a good one.
Woo. Feels like playoff week has already started, Chuck.
It has.
Here come the Minster Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. I thought Minster's offensive line, Chuck, which was overpowered somewhat by Anna through the middle portion of this game,
had a burst of adrenaline on that last drive, which resulted in a TD for Minster.
Yeah, the offensive line did a good job.
Slot right. High snap to Hillsman. Oh, it's a receiver around. And end around on the play to Niemeyer. Niemeyer took the toss in the offensive backfield, snuffed out though by Anna, which limits the play to a plus two. Very good tackle. I think it might have been Cates who helped spell it out for Anna.
Yeah, Cates and Wildermuth.
Boy, they stayed at home on this side of the field.
That's exactly what they did.
And stalled that play out. It only went for two. Second down, eight for Minster. And the clock winds down to zero. That's it. Three quarters in the books. Anna 16, Minster 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
We start the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Second down, eight for Minster. 33 of Anna. 16-13 in favor of the Rockets by three. Long, long snap count by Hillsman, and eventually a procedure call up front against the Wildcats.
Making some mistakes.
Both teams have had their share of penalties, which have at times caused the offenses to go in reverse and have to rack up more yardage on second and third down to keep possession of the football. Long snap to Hillsman on second and 13. Rolling left. Oh, what a great catch. Niemeyer leaping high in the air. He snags it at the 26-yard line. Boy, he caught that ball, Chuck, like a post player in basketball. He leaped high in the middle of the lane, you might say. And with great confidence, yanked it down. A bullet by Hillsman. That was a major league throw. First and 10. No, it's third and one, actually, for Minster. First down run. It goes on the play to Schmiesing. Outside left tackle. He's into the clear, being pursued at the 15. Wrestled out of bounds at about the 12. Boy, does that Niemeyer ever have a great set of hands. Whew.
Yeah, that was an outstanding catch. That was that throw was high. It's a little cool out there right now. Nice, nice catch.
First and 10, Minster at the end of 13. Snap back to Hillsman. He looks left and hands off on the play to Schmiesing. Little delay. He darts to the 10. He's upended. Good tackle on the play by Webker of Anna. Minster's within three. 16-13 Anna. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Wildcats with a second and eight. 10-yard line, just outside the 10 in Anna's end. Delay to Schmiesing. Oh, look at that cutback move. He goes to the right, shoots to the left, jukes a man at the five, and he barges over for a touchdown. Dazzling run by Bryce Schmiesing, who was strutting his stuff on that play.
That was impressive right there. I was starting to get a little nervous. I wasn't going to get to making Clancy's player of the game.
What a fabulous cut in the hole.
I know. Just the quick feet. I mean, that's what you expect your senior to do, though.
And it's 19-16 Minster, which is retaliated with two TDs to wipe out Anna's 10-point cushion. Isaac Schmiesing on for the PAT to lift Minster to a 4-point advantage. The kick by Isaac is up, and it is good. He has smacked home two in a row, 14 unanswered points by Minster, which leads Anna 20-16. 10:53 to go, fourth quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Kickoff return by Anna from the 13-yard line out to the 26, and that's where the Rockets start. First down, 10 yards to go, 10:46 remaining fourth quarter. Minster with touchdowns on its last two possessions to overcome a 16-6 deficit to lead Anna now 20-16. And the big question, Chuck, is it Anna's turn to respond?
Well, Minster had 63 yards rushing at halftime. They had 60 yards in the third quarter.
Wow.
They got back to playing what they've been doing.
Uh-oh, Minster bolting through to drill the ball carrier for Anna behind the line. It's a minus four.
25.
Outstanding play by the Wildcats. Jack Heitbrick in there to make the tackle. Was that ball dealt by Meyer to Ensley, or did Meyer wind up lugging it? I wasn't sure.
He gave it to Ensley.
Ensley was knocked down for a minus five on the play. Second down and 15, Anna. Boy, the last two possessions, the Rockets simply have not mounted much of a threat. Snap to Meyer, low height, delayed handoff, Ensley breaks a tackle, breaks another, good pursuit though by Minster, and they swarm him down just over the line of scrimmage. Ensley was trying to wriggle out of trouble, get to the outside, good tackle on the play by Minster. Devin Schultz on the hit. Third down, 15 yards to go for the Rockets, who are possibly facing their second straight three and out. 4-point lead, Minster. 9:25 to go in the game. Rockets to flank, two receivers left, two to the right. Look for one of Meyer's long cross-field throws here. He's back to pass at the 12-yard line. Oh, he's under duress. He steps up in the pocket, loops to the sideline, and a leaping catch is made short of the first down stake at the 33 by Leininger, and Anna will have to punt. No choice. Fourth and three, 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Don't see any sign of the punt team coming on, though, Chuck. Wow. Rockets need every bit of 4 yards here.
Well, they haven't been able to stop Minster the last two times. Maybe he's just feeling like they need to keep the football.
From the 33 of Anna.
Oh, he's going to kick it.
Fourth and four. Here's the snap back to Ensley, who in a deep tailback formation takes the long hike. Direct snap to him, and he does punt it after all. Good idea. Minster had no one back, and the ball lights at the 39 of Minster, rolls to a stop at the 28.
Well, they went ahead. They had Meyer at normal shotgun, and then he backed up 3 yards. So you kind of, it was easy for us to see from up here, but Minster couldn't see it from the ground. So that was a nice, smart play right there.
Yeah, good observation. Head coach Nick Marino told me this week that they have practiced a little bit with Meyer punting the football in the offensive backfield.
That was a good place for it.
Exactly. Yep.
Now they got to play defense.
8:27 to go in the fourth quarter of this game. First and 10, Minster at the 27.5. That last punt was by Travis Meyer, not Aiden Ensley. Snap to Hillsman. He's got Schmiesing in the left flat trying to isolate
on a quarterback, breaks a tackle. He's tight-roping the sideline. He's got 5 yards, 10 yards. Give him 15 all the way up to the 42 or 3-yard line. That's a tough play to stop, Chuck. It's to the short side of the field. Anna with not many defenders out here. And if Schmiesing can make the initial man miss, he's usually got a running lane.
Well, he is, he's picking it up. I know first early in the season we talked about that he was a receiver up until his senior year, and they were wanting him to learn to run better. He has.
14-yard gainer right there. Snap to Hillsman. Wants to go Schmiesing right side. Instead goes long outside the numbers in front of the Anna bench. Intended for Niemeyer. Broken up by two Anna men who were all over Niemeyer. Webker and Benzman on the coverage. Second down and 10, Minster at the Wildcats 42. Clock stopped. 8:12 to go in the game. Minster up 4, 20-16.
Good job of not biting on that pump fake.
Right.
And they continue to run with the receiver.
Rockets would like to have back the extra point miss. Well, with that point, the Rockets would be within 3. Instead, they are down a touchdown, you might as well say. 4-point game. Second and 10. Minster, Anna with 8 in the box. Hillsman gives to Schmiesing. He gets a block. Beats the linebackers. Bolts to the 50. Upended at the 47. He's got the first down in Anna's end. Wow. It looked like Anna had him outnumbered at the point of attack. But again, good blocking execution by Minster along the line of scrimmage. Isaac Dorston, give him credit. Dawson Oldegies, Nathan Schwederman, center Seth Harmeyer, well done. 8 minutes to go in the game. Minster up 4. Snap to Hillsman, fake to Schmiesing. Here's a long bomb. It's a post pattern, middle of the field, and it is intended for Niemeyer running down inside the 15. Anna wasn't fooled. Good double coverage.
Yeah, they did a nice job of covering that. I mean, Minster's gone for the knockout blow,
yep.
And so far both times Anna has been up to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the person of deep backs like Webker and Benzman and Kaufman, you've got a lot of speed back there for Anna. Good job blanketing Niemeyer, go-to guy here in this series. Second down and 10 for Minster at the Anna 47. Minster up before. Snap back to Hillsman. He's going to run it. He tries to skirt the corner right end, avoids one man, and he's caught around the cleats at the 45-yard line. He managed to wriggle ahead for a couple. Third down, 8 for Minster. And we have 7:35 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Anna trailing 20-16. Rockets took half the clock off the scoreboard to begin the third quarter and went up in this game by a count of 16-6. Two straight scores, though, by Minster has the Wildcats in the lead. Snap to Hillsman, looks to Schmiesing, keeps. It is Hillsman, outside left tackle, stays on his feet. He's rumbling down inside the 40, lunging to the 35. Minster's offensive line has recharged itself, Chuck, and is getting the job done beautifully.
Yeah, they kind of staggered a little bit in the middle two quarters, but though.
Minster fell behind to Versailles in the second half, 12-7. And then responded. Wildcats trying to do it again tonight. Searching now for a two-score lead. Inside handoff, Schmiesing. And Schmiesing's got a little bit of a crease. He scrambles down to the 30, rolled to the turf at the 29. Bear-hugged on the play by Logan Cathcart. Productive gain of 5 on first down. 6.5 to go in the game. Each team with the full complement of 3 timeouts remaining. 4-point lead, Minster. Anna needs to limit this possession by Minster to no more than 3 points.
And they need to kind of slow this thing down because the clock is not helping them now. We got a half a quarter to play.
Right. 3 receivers far right for Hillsman. Let's see if he goes that direction. Oh, he runs left. Numbers aren't there for Anna. Hillsman makes another man miss. Hillsman's into the secondary, dropping to the 15. And he is caught from behind at the 9. Oops, we got a holding against Minster.
Oops. I need to get my eraser out. I didn't see that one.
Boy, that was a dazzling run by Hillsman.
It was. I'm going to assume that it was a hold. I'm not much of a referee fan.
And there have been some very significant holding penalties in this game. In several occasions, they have negated productive efforts by the offenses.
Well, that would have been down by the 10-yard line.
You're right.
First and
goal.
Exactly.
Instead, it's back to the 37. Second down, 12 holding penalty committed downfield during the run by Hillsman. Second and 12. Two receivers left. One is Niemeyer. Slot right. Here comes Anna. Blitz pressure. It's a counter to the right to Schmiesing. He snowed under at the 36. He got maybe a foot or two. That's it. Webker came in to submarine the play. And he had help in the middle from Bird again. Third and nearly 12 for Minster at the end of 36 with 5 minutes to go in the game. And Minster leading 20-16. Anna has gone three and out in its last two drives. Rockets have not mustered much of an offense at all since the touchdown drive to start the second half. Three receivers right, high snap to Hillsman, looks to Schmiesing, keeps, he runs, almost has his jersey ripped off, stays on his feet, stretches out to the 31. It's going to be fourth down for Minster, and about five and a half to go for a first down. 4:30 left in this game.
Well, again, I think you got to go for it here, only because if you kick it in the end zone, you're only gaining 10 yards.
Well, ask Urban Meyer what to do. Similar situation for him against Penn State last week.
And I think maybe Minster's field goal kicker is better than Ohio State. So.
And Minster may eventually elect to take a timeout right here, which Ohio State did not do last Saturday night. And the Wildcats do just that. Milk the clock all the way down to 4:06, which means if Minster can convert a first down on this next play, boy, that would be a dagger right in the back of the Rockets as the game would then proceed down under 4 minutes left. Chuck, it's been a great game, and we look forward to playoff action next week. Not sure where we'll be. We know that because Divisions 5 and 7 play on Saturday, we've got options wide open on Friday, which mean we will probably travel to Troy. Trojans will host a D2 game on Friday evening. And that's our opportunity on Friday night, more than likely. Troy Trojans at home against Princeton or
Edgewood.
Edgewood, right. Yep.
And they are thumping Piqua in the start of the fourth quarter, 37-14. That's hard for me to say out loud.
4:06 to go in this fourth quarter. Enormous play coming up here. Fourth down, nearly six to go. Every bit of five and a half for Minster. At the 30 of Anna, just over four to play. Four-point lead, Minster. And here is Hillsman, 7 yards behind the line. Under duress, he's in trouble. Good coverage back there. Tackle made. Hillsman slips down. Anna takes over at the 38.
That was a big play by the defense that time.
And I'm not sure who it was. I thought it was Ethan Bird. It was 50-something.
It was 57, I think.
It was 5-7?
Yes, sir.
That was Dominic Bolin then. Yep, doubling on the offensive and defensive lines. Big play by Bolin. And now Anna, with a new life, starts shy of its 40. Here's a slant pattern. Oh, it's caught right away. Meyer hit his man on the numbers at the 40. He's at the 50. Sprints into Minster territory. 40, 35. Minster nips at his heels and catches him at the 30-yard line. Webker hauled it in. And two or three times tonight, Chuck, it's looked like Minster has nearly pulled his leg off. Webker's kept running.
Yeah, he did a nice job. He made the first guy miss, and he had open field.
Wow, it's a quick 32 on first and 10 at the 38 in Anna's end. 32 yards to the Minster 30. Three and a half to go. Anna in the offensive backfield. Meyer gives to Ensley. He tries to leap over the stack at the line of scrimmage. He can't do it. That play's nullified. It might have picked up a foot or two, no more.
Boy, I'll tell you, the Minster crowd was going crazy, and it's gotten pretty quiet on this side of the field right now.
Have we ever seen improvement big time over the course of the year now in Anna's passing game?
Yeah, I've been really impressed. I have to admit, I came into this thinking probably Minster had maybe a double-digit favorite, but that's not what we're watching.
Nope. 3 minutes left. Anna's got the ball at the 29 of Minster, down four. Second down and nine. Two receivers near side. Haynes and Leininger. Webker to the far. Cates in the slot. Short drop of Meyer. Oh, it's an out and up sideline. Receiver open. Leaping catch is made inside the 5 yard line. I think it was Webker who reached up. Oh, in spectacular fashion. He screened off the defender. What a great throw by Meyer. Boy, that was the play from the get-go. As Meyer looked to the left sideline, Webker slowed down and took off. Goal to go. We've got premature movement, maybe. No flag. Oh, we got a huge pile at the two. Whistles blow. No touchdown. Second and goal from the one for Anna.
If you're Minster, you almost kind of want him to score there because it'll save you some time. I'm not sure how all those officials missed three guys moving before the snap, but
it appeared as though there was premature movement. Goal to go now, Anna, a yard and a half out. Here is, we got a loose football. It's on the ground at the two. My goodness, Minster thinks the Wildcats have it. Anna thinks the Rockets have it. And it's ruled Anna possession, but Chuck, the play lost every bit of 2 yards, I think.
Well, Meyer jumped on that. That was a real scary play right there for the Rockets.
And it's going to be goal to go for Anna from the 2.5. 2 minutes left in the game. Minster up four. Third down around the corner. Minster takes a timeout. Chuck, let's keep it right here. And we'll talk about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, near McCartyville. On-time, high-tech computer solutions, remote management, virus spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adams Tech Solutions, high-quality computer service. Adam is prompt. He's on time. Phone him at 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice. R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville. Boy, Anna quickly, Chuck, moved from the 38 in Anna's end all the way down inside the 5. The passing game has come up big for the Rockets tonight. Again on this drive, it has. And now it's goal to go from the 2.5 for the Rockets with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and Minster leading 20-16. Two tight ends for Anna. Here is a delayed handoff. Offensive backfield to Ensley. Penetration by Minster, and it's thwarted at the 4. Oh, what a tackle by Bainline. Minster. Ensley is snowed under. It's near the 5-yard line. The last two plays for Anna have lost a yard and a half, and then at least two more.
Well, Minster called a timeout, which is a good call because they want to get the stop here, but if they don't get the stop, that's still going to leave them about a minute and 40, but they are out of timeouts.
Very slow developing run play, Chuck, and there was no hole for Ensley. I don't know if the lineman was pulling, but Minster thwarted that play. There was not an avenue to run through. Great timeout by Minster to stop the play by Anna. Then the Rockets get the timeout at the 4.5. Facing a fourth down now after a pass completion to Webker all the way down to the 1.5.
Yeah, the defense has really picked up. I mean, the tough snap, I don't know if Anna has a Wildcat set up, and no pun intended for Minster, but I would have been nice to see Ensley maybe take a direct snap there because it was too slow developing and getting the ball.
Yeah, good thought.
And fours are wild on the scoreboard down there.
Fourth and goal from the 4.5. We're in the fourth quarter, a minute 43 to go. Minster up four. Anna goes from goal to go at the 1.5 to fourth and goal just inside the 5. Snap back to Meyer, rolling right back at the 13-yard line. Throws into the end zone, and a running catch is made. It's a touchdown for Anna. Trey Cates, I think, was on the receiving end as
It was Cates, I believe. Yep. Oh, a good pattern run by him. I don't think Menster was spying on him. They were all over Webker.
Well, they flooded. They flooded the right side. They ran motion, and they ran everybody over there. And I tell you, the pass was a little bit out of his reach. He made a heck of a catch right there.
He sure did. What a throw by Meyer on the run from back at the 15. Excellent reception by Trey Cates. What a heck of a play call by Anna's head coach, Nick Marino. Well, he pulled that one out of his hip pocket. And the extra point try by Ensley is right down the center. And the Anna Rackets convert on fourth and goal from just inside the five on a strike from Meyer to Cates to lift the Rackets to a 23-20 lead with a minute 37 left to go in the fourth quarter of this game. Boy, it has been a thriller here tonight, a terrific clash between Ann and Minster. Might as well call it championship week, start of the playoffs here tonight. Anna with the win is not in. Anna needs some things to happen.
Right. And Minster still has a chance to host, I'm assuming, even with a loss.
Yeah, I think the Rockets do. It all depends on other games. Ada, Allen East, Fort Recovery, St. Henry. Ada and Fort Recovery trail Minster coming into this week in the computer rankings in this region. They could make up big ground tonight. Kicking off Ensley for Anna from the 40. Just over a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. 23-20 lead Anna. Oh, a heck of a game here this evening. Kickoff by Ensley rolling down to the 11. Picked up by Minster. Run up the far sideline. Nowhere to go. Anna's kickoff team used the boundary and the boot on the sideline to help itself out. Good coverage. And Minster starts from its own 25. And Chuck, the Wildcats used up, what, a couple timeouts defensively in that last series by Anna?
They are out.
You're right. Down to zero. None.
Because they called that last one, which I think was a smart timeout.
Yep.
Because they gave up the touchdown, but it gave them some more time. Because they need more time than they needed timeouts right now.
Still the best one of the year.
Mike Wiss just leaned into the press box. And tongue-in-cheek said, is this still the best game of the year you guys have had?
Well, it just depends on who you're rooting for.
Oh, here's a flat pass to Schmiesing back at the 19, breaks a tackle, gets to the sideline, out of bounds he goes. At the 31, he picked up six, clock stops, a minute 27 left.
Yeah, this has been a heck of a football game.
Three timeouts left for Anna, none for Minster. Minster using up timeouts defensively on Anna's last drive. Second down and four for Minster. Anna now's got three center fielders back near midfield. Here's a run to the left by Hillsman. He gets to the boundary. He totes it to the 35, steps on the stripe, out of bounds, first down gain. Minster with a new set of four from the 36. Clock ticked down to 1:23.
They're doing a good job of using the short side of the field and getting to the boundary.
Yep.
I would assume that Anna's going to try to take that away from him now. Then you got to be afraid of them throwing something down the hash mark.
Yeah, Minster can't afford too many tackles in the field of play.
Not unless they get a first down.
Exactly. And who knows, at some point, the QB, Hillsman, may be forced to take a spike. Two receivers far right. Hillsman, oh, he's going to run the football. We've got a hold up front against Minster at the 39-yard line. As Hillsman springs that to the Minster bench, out of bounds he goes at the 41 or 2, but the play's going to come back. Five-yard gain negated. Each team with several holding calls tonight. I bet, Chuck, we've had, what, seven or eight?
Yeah,
anyway.
And the umpire in the middle of the field's thrown probably all but one. He also has had three times they had to remark the ball because he can't spot it correctly. So that makes me wonder if he's making good calls on the holds, too.
Tell you what, I wish he would be on the field when the Bengals play the Steelers. Pittsburgh might get a few more holding calls.
Yeah, I don't know.
Minute 20 left in the game. 23-20 Anna. First down, 16 to go now for Minster.
30-yard line in Minster's end. Snap back to Hillsman. Looks middle of the field. Tight end catches. Short advance, though, to the 33. That's not really what Minster wanted. Clock continues to run. Second down and 12. The tight end, Frericks, hauled it in. New line of scrimmage, the 35. 1 minute even to play. Anna in the lead by three. Snap to Hillsman. Eventually, he's going to go to Niemeyer. Hillsman rolling left. Looks near sideline. A leaping catch is made, and Anna's in at the 49. Going up to grab it. Schmiesing. He's ruled out of bounds. Incomplete.
Wow.
52 seconds. It sure was. Yep. Schmiesing tried like the Dickens to keep a toe in the field of play when he clutched the football. Referee was right there and said, you didn't quite get it done. 52 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Anna up three, third and 11 now for Minster at its 35. Hillsman with the ball. Looks for the slant pattern for Niemeyer, and he makes a nifty reception at the 47 and scoots to the 50. Clock stops momentarily. Chain is advanced. 49 seconds to go. Minster out of timeouts. 23-20 Anna. First and 10 Minster. 50-yard line. Hillsman deep drop at the 41. Rolling left. Near sideline throw. Yes, it's caught at the 37. 13 more. Nice reception on the play by Isaac Schmiesing that time. Still 41 seconds to go. Minster 37 yards away from victory. Timeout called by Anna. Rockets use one of their three. Oh, what a great game as we climax the regular season here in Week 10.
It took us a long time to get one like this, but this has been worth the wait.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we had some games that we thought going in would be tight ones. They weren't. We thought the Fort Loramie Upper Soda Valley game last week would go right down to the fourth quarter.
Well, we've had some close, couple of close games, but we've not had this well of a played close game.
Right. Yeah, this has been splendidly played by both teams. And each offense, Chuck, has responded when it's had to get it done.
Right. I'm going to break out my cliche book, but boy, this is absolutely true. One of these teams is going to be disappointed tonight, and they don't deserve to be disappointed.
You're right. And I tell you what, Anna in D5, certainly Minster in D7, both worthy of being in the postseason.
Right.
Anna can win and not get in.
I know.
We return to play with 41 seconds left. 23-20 in favor of Anna. Minster's got a first and 10 at the Anna 37. Schmiesing lines up now, split 5 yards to the right. Niemeyer way out to the right. Three or four center fielders back deep for Anna. Long drop by Hillsman. He's at the 45. A belated throw. Far sideline across the field. It is caught. Is it inbounds? No. Yes, it is.
Wow. I thought he was waving it off.
Is it a catch or is it incomplete?
I don't know what they call.
Out of bounds is called.
Huh.
That wasn't a clear signal.
No.
Well, that's a big play because it would have picked up 11 or 12 down to about the 27 or 8. And apparently Niemeyer had a foot out of bounds as he was dragging the back foot in the field of play. Incomplete. Second and 10 for Minster, 37 of Anna, deep drop Hillsman, slant pattern Niemeyer. This time it's in the middle of the field, and it's on the button at the 26. It's a first down. Clock has stopped momentarily at 30 seconds to go. 23-20, Anna leads. Minster driving. The clock has wound up. 28, 27, 26. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Hillsman up under center on this one, and he spikes it. That was a heads-up play.
It was, but it cost them 9 seconds before they realized that's what they were supposed to do.
It sure did. 9 seconds exactly, Chuck, were exhausted.
as a result of that middle of the field incompletion. Yep, the chain moved forward. Clock was stopped momentarily.
Yeah, they got the first down.
But Minster had to race its whole offensive unit up the field and get set and get a play in.
Well, they were set in the shotgun.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they got some call from the sideline where he ran up, got the snap, and spiked it. He did a good job of making sure that his line was set before he took the snap. But those 9 seconds could come back to haunt him here. Anna called another timeout. They're down to one.
I tell you what, Chuck, in the state championship year for Minster under head coach Garen Stokes, this was an automatic touchdown right now coming up.
Well, you just take the ball and throw it to Wolf.
I tell you what, Niemeyer and Schmiesing are just about as good.
They did a nice job on the on Schmiesing in this drive because they got two guys on him. Somebody else is going to have to beat him.
Yep.
They're not going to let Bryce Schmiesing beat him.
Minster to the line of scrimmage, 21 seconds to go. The ball at the end, a 25-yard line. The Rockets are up three. Three receivers left. Hillsman back at the 32, rolling left. Throws a bullet near sideline. Anna breaks it up at the 21. Oh, what a play by the Anna Rockets. It was Aiden Ensley, I think, who was in there, assisted by who? Riley Yuleskamp? No, I don't think that was...
Yeah, it was number 20.
It was 20?
Yes.
Right. Yep, freshman Riley Yuleskamp. That was a standout play. And the clock ticked down to 18. Only 3 seconds elapsed on that play.
That is a home clock, baby.
3-point lead and a 3rd and 10. Minster, we got flags flying. No, we got the officials waving. Maybe a timeout, Anna.
I think they were not in the right position that time. They had three receivers left and only two people out here defending it.
I think you're all over it. Yep. 17 seconds to go in this game. Minster with a 3rd and 10 at the Anna 25-yard line. 18 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And if you are Minster, I guess you could risk a middle-of-the-field throw.
If you better get the first down.
Exactly. Right-o. Yeah, you got to get the chain to advance, a momentary stoppage of the clock, enough time to come up and spike. And you still might have 9-10 seconds left with a completion down to the 15. And then you might have, two end zone throws in the last 9 or 10 seconds?
You got a couple of shots here. You wouldn't mind seeing maybe a little screen pass to Schmiesing right here, because at least if you throw it, he's out on the end, and he can get out of bounds with it.
I like that thought. Mm-hmm. Anna defensively has got linebackers spread all over the field, as well as cornerbacks. 3rd and 10, Minster, 25 of Anna. Fade pattern, left corner of the end zone. And running for it, high on his Niemeyer. Broken up by Anna, but the Rockets are all over him. Pass interference, that's a big call. And the right call.
It was absolutely the right call. But you know, I think if he hadn't held him, it was going to be a touchdown.
I think so too, Chuck. Yep.
Because he was a couple of yards behind him, and Benzman reached out, grabbed him. I think that was actually, for a penalty, a heck of a defensive play.
Now, from the 25-yard line.
Should take it down to about the 12.
Yep, half the distance. A few seconds ran off the clock. It's down to 14 to go. And it is a first down now for Minster.
That's 20 first downs for the Wildcats now.
20 first downs, 20 points. 14 seconds to go. Ball spotted for play at the 12. 1st and 10. You might as well say 1st and 12. Goal to go for Minster. Game on the line. 14 seconds left. Anna up three. Snap back to Yulesman at the 19-yard line. Looks left. Fires a bullet. Goal line. We got a tango going on between an Anna defender and a Minster receiver. No good. Ball falls to the ground. 2 yards deep in the end zone. That was clean coverage by Anna, physical effort by the receiver, good no call by the referee, and only 2 seconds elapsed.
Home cooking.
23-20 Minster, or I should say 23-20 Anna. Minster with a 2nd and 10 from the 12. Receiver far right, 2 to the left. Hillsman in the pocket. It's a back shoulder throw near the pylon at the goal line. Intended for Schmiesing. Minster fans, what a holding penalty in the secondary. No call. Good thought by Hillsman
timing pattern for Schmiesing. It was a back shoulder throw. Schmiesing was supposed to make a cut in the end zone once he crossed the goal line, and it looked like maybe the Minster receiver was held up ever so slightly.
I thought it was an obvious grab of the jersey to keep Schmiesing from turning back to catch the ball, but hey, it wasn't called.
9 seconds to go. Third and 10 at the 12 for Minster, which is down to three. Hillsman fade pattern, right corner of the end zone. We got a receiver 7 yards deep. It's ruled a touchdown! Touchdown! Oh, a terrific catch in the end zone. Don't know if it was Niemeyer or Schmiesing. Anna was all over it. Anna was all over it. Simply a spectacular catch by the Minster Wildcats to win this game with 4 seconds to go.
My goodness. Well, you got a flag. I think that's going to be a celebration. It's going to count. They're going to count the touchdown, though.
I believe it was Niemeyer who made a fabulous catch. A fantastic reception.
Well, they were sure all over Schmiesing on that. They were patting him on the helmet. I think he's the one that got it.
It was Schmiesing?
I think it was Schmiesing.
Well, it was virtually the same play as run before.
Right.
That time it wasn't so much a back shoulder throw as it was an over the shoulder throw. And it was right on the money by Hillsman. The coverage by Anna was
good.
Yeah,
very good.
Rock solid.
One.
Wow.
This has been worth the price of admission. I know we got it free, but still.
4 seconds to go, 26-23. Minster, extra point try by Isaac Schmiesing. This would make it a four-point game, and what a tough luck defeat for the Anna Rockets. P.A.T. Schmiesing snaps a good one. Kick is on the way, and it is through. 27-23, Minster. A 12-yard pass with 4 seconds to go. A beauty by Hillsman to Schmiesing, about 7 or 8 yards deep, right edge of the end zone. As Hillsman delivered that ball cross field, probably 25, 28 yards. And it was an over-the-shoulder catch by Schmiesing, who had his feet in bounds, Chuck. He was rolled out of bounds. It was simply a case of, did he control the football? Did he have it when he came up for air?
Right. Well, the official did a nice job of looking and waiting to make sure that he had the ball all the way to the ground, which he did.
Yep.
That was just an athlete making a play. And I know I toot his horn a lot, but man, it's amazing.
Right there, shades of Minster's state championship year. We saw that play time and time again.
Well, it's different to us when they're going at the Wolf. It's five.
I don't know how Hillsman feathered that ball in there over Webker in the far corner of the end zone. I don't see how he did it.
It was an absolutely perfect throw.
It was. Yeah, it was an A-plus throw, A-plus reception. And it was at least a coverage on the play by Anna.
I agree. This is, the fact that Anna might not have got in with the win anyway, but, boy, that would have been a huge win for them to come up here. And what an outstanding season the Rockets have had.
A victory by Anna tonight would have meant 6-4, possibly a playoff berth. 4 seconds to go. Minster will kick it on the ground. It's bounding to the 50, covered up by Anna. 2 seconds off the clock. The Rockets have 2 ticks and a play remaining, barring a penalty, which would give Anna an additional play if there's a defensive foul. 27-23, Minster. Simply a fabulous game here tonight at Minster. And the Anna Rockets are down 4. Seesaw battle in the second half. Anna led 10-6 at the intermission, went up 16-6. Then Minster recorded 2 straight scores, 14 points in a row, to go up 20-16. Anna fought back through the air to go up 23-20. Then a great comeback by Minster. And I thought the scoreboard clock said 2 seconds to go, Chuck. Now it says 3.
Yeah, they must have added one.
And there was a flag thrown. Then it was picked up and waved off by the referee. We have not had the snap from center yet. The Rockets have trips to the right. Meyer back to throw, and what
blocked is likely the last play of the game. He steps up at the 45. He airs out a skyscraper down inside the 10, and Minster swats it away to end the game. Wow, that was a great high school football game. A fantastic come-from-behind win in the last, the final throw, Chuck, with 4 seconds remaining.
4 seconds to go, and they got the ball back with a minute and 39, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
No timeouts.
Oh, yeah.
No timeouts.
That's what made the drive incredulous. No timeouts, and Minster got it done, traveling about 75 yards in the last a minute and a half to win this game. On a fantastic throw from Hillsman to Schmiesing in the right corner of the end zone, and the Anna Rockets suffer a season-ending, heartbreaking defeat at the hands of Minster, 27-23. Well, Minster will host, and more than likely, it's Lehman Catholic, which comes to town next Saturday night at 7, and we'll be here at Minster for coverage of that game. Should Lehman not be playing at Minster, and it's likely Lehman Catholic will be here, but if Lehman is not, we might have a schedule change, but at least for the time being, we think we'll be right back here next week. Minster hosts Lehman Catholic on the road in a game here at Minster. Kickoff at 7, webcast time 6:35 next Saturday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster Wildcats now 6-4, winners of 4 in a row. Anna Rockets in defeat, Chuck, perhaps playing, if not their best game of the year, maybe their second best, the Delta St. John victory being tops. But it was a dynamite performance by Anna tonight. Rockets showed resiliency all evening long. Defense made adjustments, and throughout the middle portion of the game slowed Minster down. But like Garen Stokes' teams have done time and time again during his four-year tenure here at Minster, the Wildcats make the spectacular pass play at prime time.
Well, we watched one of the best high school games I've ever watched up here a couple of years ago in Minster's state championship. The very first game here against Mechanicsburg was one of the best games I've ever watched. Mm-hmm. And this was a well played football game. It was fun to be here.
Hard to believe, as well as Anna moved the ball tonight, as well as Anna played defense for the middle two quarters, the Rockets stay at home and don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. And you want to talk about balance. Minster had 182 rushing yards, 182 passing yards, 364 total yards, 20 first downs. The Rockets had 295 yards, 12 first downs.
Wow. 20 first downs by Minster. That kind of balance, passing and running, will win football games.
Well, they were impressive tonight, and I hope Clancy's has a lot. I got about 15 players for the game.
Well, we saw the Anna Rockets against Versailles and against Marion Local. Anna didn't play very well in those two games. We've seen marked improvement by Anna over the course of the season, and Coach Nick Marino's team can hold their heads high, because Anna played a remarkable game tonight, but lost in last-second fashion to Minster 27-23 with 4 seconds to go. A touchdown pass of 12 yards by Hillsman to Schmiesing gets it done. Actually, the throw was a good 25, 30 yards cross-field to the corner of the end zone, 7, 8 yards deep.
It was just a tough loss right there.
Sure
That's
was.
What that was.
Mm. So many thanks to our great anchor sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Big shout-outs tonight to a couple of new underwriting sponsors as of last March during the high school basketball tournament. From Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. They're on board throughout the volleyball tournament and
high school basketball, boys and girls, coming up at the end of November here on scoresbroadcast.com. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495, and talk to the folks at Sydney Car Care. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And gratitude to Barker Insurance, number one in the region now for 3 straight years. According to newspaper surveys, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. North of Sydney, County Road 25A. 1 mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 492-1857. Well, Chuck, I've been stalling to give you time to list your Clancy Stars of the game.
I narrowed it down. I cut it to 2 each. For the Rockets, Trey Cates and Aiden Ensley. Could have gone with Meyer. I mean, they could have gone with
Ethan Bird.
I mean, there was a lot of options over there. They just were terrific tonight. And on the Minster side, again, I got it down to 2. And Bryce Smeezing owes me a sandwich because I pick him every time. And along with Jared Huelsman, those are the Minster's Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, Chuck, I'd like to remind our listeners that we've got regional Division IV volleyball action from Brookville on Wednesday night on the web online at 5:45, the initial match at 6. We do know that one team is in the regional. New Bremen beat Minster in a district championship last night. 3-0. So New Bremen, which gave Jackson Center a tough 5-setter early in the volleyball season, is in the regional. And New Bremen will be joined on Wednesday down in Brookville by winners of these 3 district matches tomorrow. Jackson Center, Troy Christian at 3 o'clock at Troy. Layman Catholic against Rushi, 5 o'clock at Troy. Fort Loramie versus Miami Valley Christian at 7 o'clock at Troy. Those 3 winners join New Bremen in the Division IV Volleyball Regionals starting at 5:45 on Wednesday night.
And I'll tell you what, in the brilliance of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, they're going to go, those 4 teams from way up here are going to go to Brookville to play.
Don't know why, but
they like to keep the gate down. They don't want to have a big crowd.
Anna, by the way, plays Williamsburg in Division III volleyball tomorrow, 4:30 at Northmont. Roger Bacon takes on Miami East. in the first of three matches at Northmont. That starts at 3. In the final of three matches where Sales takes on Hamilton Baden, that one's at 6 at Northmont. Those are district volleyball matches in Division 3 tomorrow at Northmont. So we've got volleyball this Wednesday night, volleyball regional championship next Saturday afternoon, and we've got football next Friday night at Troy. We'll cover the Troy Trojans in Division 1 football action next Friday evening, 7:30 kickoff on the web at 7:05, and then more than likely 1 week from tomorrow night right here, Minster hosting more than likely Layman. This isn't set in cement. We'll know in an hour or so on Joe Eitel at joeitel.com. But more than likely Layman at Minster next Saturday night here, kickoff 7. And webcast time 6:35. Enjoyed it. Tremendous game. Our best of the year so far.
Yeah, it was. And, this season, it just seems like yesterday that the football season started. And when we were here for the second game of the year, and all of a sudden it's over.
Maybe this was our best football game on scoresbroadcast.com since we were here, a couple years ago for Minster Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, it probably was. It probably was.
Yeah. Enjoyed it thoroughly, and hope you did too. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our schedule update. We will post it for you in the next 24 hours. Again, we'll have football for you next Friday and Saturday evenings. Volleyball action, Division 4 from Brookville this coming Wednesday. Webcast time, 5:45 p.m. for a doubleheader. And then the volleyball championship in the regional next Saturday afternoon. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, and for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Minster, where the Wildcats have nipped the Anna Rockets in the last 4 seconds, 27-23.
Here's a long bomb by Davis down the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the 5, out of bounds at the 3. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman.
It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com.
Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play, and I'll tell you what, even out of the shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback because he's got a look and he can see where the opening is.
Gold rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Gold finds Hudson in the end zone for 6 more.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming.
Here's Giozzi rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5-yard line. Touchdown, Redskins, who lead it 20-0. Oh, what a play by Seth Giozzi, the quarterback.
ScoresBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45 and carries the Blue Jay with him to a 46-07. He's got the first down.
Wow. I can tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
3rd and 4 for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Loramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Loramie is in business.